This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Monica DeSantis. The death toll from a new round of attacks today in the Gaza Strip stands at 7, with dozens more injured. Today's violence took place as Israeli helicopter gunships targeted a car driven by a leading Hamas member. Yasser Taha was killed along with his wife and two children. A Hamas spokesman has vowed revenge for the airstrike and says that every Israeli is now a target of the Palestinian militant group. Meanwhile, Reinen Gissen, senior advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says they are going to dismantle the terrorist organization called Hamas.
This is a relentless fight against a terrorist organization, which is unfortunately our Al-Qaeda.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, meanwhile, is speaking out about the latest wave of violence in the Middle East. Rice stresses the need for all parties in the tinderbox region to fight terrorism so that the Mideast roadmap to peace can go forward. She calls on Israelis, Palestinians, and all Arab states to work together to meet the goal to ensure the creation and security of two peaceful nations side by side. Television newscaster David Brinkley is dead at age 82. Former executive producer of the NBC's Nightly News with David Brinkley from 1976. Until 1980, Joe Angotti says Brinkley had a great sense of humor and was fun to be around.
He was a pleasure to work with. He was dedicated. He was devoted. He was the ultimate writer.
Brinkley debuted NBC's The Huntley Brinkley Report in 1956 with Chet Huntley. A quarter of a century later, he began This Week with David Brinkley on ABC on Sunday mornings. Brinkley was the recipient of the Peabody Award, an Emmy, and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, among other honors. A U.S. helicopter was reportedly shot down in Iraq, apparently by Ba'ath Party troops. It happened during clashes between coalition forces and fighters loyal to Saddam Hussein in the west of the country, and follows a recent rash of coordinated attacks on American troops. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow was down 3 points, the Nasdaq up 4 points, and the S&P down slightly.
All right, folks, while we have a minute, let's go up to the chopper with Brad Paul, get a traffic update. Brad, what do you see up there?
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. Nothing you're going to want to hear about, unfortunately. You can expect major delays on the interstate. An overturned tractor trailer has got traffic backed up for about 25 miles. It's a real bad situation, Scott, but I do have good news.
What's that, Brad?
I just saved a load of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
What's the big news in allergy medicine this season? It's a new name in non-drowsy relief, Allivert. New Allivert starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue, without water. So you can take Allivert inside, outside, in your car, wherever you are. Allivert is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a quick-dissolving tablet. New Allivert. Allergy medicine you can take right when you need it, wherever you are. Allivert. Use as directed.
Inspectors from the Department of Homeland Security will reportedly be traveling to foreign ports as part of a beefed-up effort to keep biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons out of the U.S. According to the New York Times, teams will be sent to areas that are primarily Muslim ports. The nation's senior citizens may soon find it easier to get low-cost generic prescriptions. President Bush today will lay out details that would put a cap on a drug patent holder's ability to lengthen the process for introducing a generic drug.
James Carver here to talk to you about something that's finer than frog hair, something that really puts the pepper in the gumbo. I'm talking about InPhone, people, a new telephone service that takes 411 and adds a whole lot of giddy-up. Just call 888-411-1111 and you get an operator who will fetch your phone numbers, movie times, driving directions, restaurant reservations. How does that grab you, fella? Let me say that number once more, 888-411-1111. InPhone, how can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
Former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating says he has run into obstacles from Catholic Church officials around the country as he investigates reports of priests who abused children. Keating heads the National Review Board created by U.S. Catholic bishops. A new report says registered users of the online buy-sell trade website called eBay have now passed the 62 million mark. That amounts to over one-fifth of the entire U.S. population. The report, part of a book called The eBay Bible, also says someone buys a vehicle on the site every 2 seconds, a digital camera about every 90 seconds, and a diamond ring every 6 minutes. The book was written by Jim Griffith, the site's first customer service representative. And it's a big day for the Bush clan. Former President Bush is 79 years old today. The family is expected to gather in Kennebunkport, Maine for a celebration. President Bush will be taking a long weekend. I'm Monica DeSantis, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Most accidents occur between 3 and 5 p.m., but how about really bad accidents? Here's a hint. Paul Revere could have been a victim. I won't leave you in the dark, because when we come back, I'll tell you. Hi, I'm Bobby Likas. 10 years ago, I discovered the company with the best fuel injector cleaner, BG Products. Now wait, there's more. To do the job right requires cleaning both the fuel and the air induction systems. The process is called BG Complete Induction System Service. If you want your vehicle to run like new, don't settle for anything less. To find a shop near you to perform this service, go to bgfindtheshop.com. That's bgfindtheshop.com. Take it from Paul Revere, midnight rides are risky. Although our byways are busiest during rush hours, more than twice as many fatal accidents occur between midnight and 2 a.m. While a major contributor is driving after late-night partying, night vision is also a factor. For a safe midnight ride, make sure that your lights are working, windshield's clean, and headlight aim is properly adjusted. Because drivers blinded by your improperly focused headlights could add to the highway death toll. Oh, yes, if you're drinking, don't forget to designate a driver. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Ski Anderson for Peter Werby, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. It has been one of those days where I've taken the world in many different ways. It's an out-of-the-ordinary kind of day. Not only is it out-of-the-ordinary because I'm here with you today filling in for Peter. And thank you very much for having me in your home and car or wherever you may be listening today. I appreciate that. I know it's difficult. You get this new voice coming at you going, hey, who is this guy? I don't know who he is. Why do I want to listen to him? Maybe there's something on the Cartoon Network. Don't do that. Stay right where you are. I hope we'll do my best to entertain, inform, and bring about something that Peter would be proud of, as well as Julene and everybody else, because I heard Julene's meltdown. I don't know if it was a meltdown. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating. Maybe I'm using, you know, big flowery language. But she was very angry about something in the last few moments of the program yesterday. And she said some very nice things about me. And while she was talking about how whatever got her so angry. So, yeah, I can agree with what you heard from Julian yesterday. I think we're kindred spirits along those lines. So, interesting things coming up today. First off the bat, I saw it today, early this morning, Army Apache helicopter shot down in western Iraq, apparently by hostile fire, military statement said. Is the first military craft down by ground fire since the collapse of Saddam Hussein 2 months ago. The crew members were not injured. They rescued immediately, and coalition troops secured the crash site, according to the statement by Central Command. Or do we still call it CENTCOM? Two additional Apache helicopters assisted engaging irregular forces in the vicinity of the downed aircraft. Does that mean they were going after whoever they thought shot them down? Irregular forces? What is that? It's that military jargon stuff, I guess. All helicopters involved belong to the 101st Airborne Division. Did not say if where the downing occurred, but U.S. troops have been meeting growing resistance from insurgents in the area north and west of Baghdad. Elements of the 101st Division were in action Thursday at a site 95 miles north of Baghdad, where the military said they were taking part in an attack on a, quote, terrorist training camp. They still have those there in Iraq, I guess. We can't find anything else. But somehow we know that that's an attack, a terrorist's training camp. I'm not laughing at the fact that this plane got shot down. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at the idea somehow that many people in the mainstream media can read this story and they won't laugh when they get to that line, because somehow they still believe that we were there for weapons of mass destruction. And they're not there. And these terrorist training camps, I don't really know if they're terrorist training camps or not. You know what? And I'm starting to get to the point today and each and every day that transpires that I believe less and less and less of what I'm hearing from these guys. It hasn't gotten to the point yet where I've gotten, oblivious to the fact that Saddam Hussein was a bad and nasty man. I don't think it'll get to that point. There are enough things coming up around the area, mass graves and all these other things, where you go, you know what, this Saddam guy, not a good guy. I mean, we knew that going in. The fact of the matter was, you know, and I don't need to tell you, the Peter Werbe audience, about this, because Peter has done yeoman's work in the time that I've been listening to the program to tell you about all the times Donald Rumsfeld shows up in Baghdad with a new with a whole new recruitment pitch for the Reagan administration. Hey, we want you to be our buddy. What do you need? You need some anthrax? You need some botulinum toxin? Come on. What do you need? What do you need? What do you need? Send it off. Yeah, we'll get that in for you. No problem. The ultimate, weapons of mass destruction salesman, I guess. Although he says, I had nothing to do with that. But I get to that line in this story. Was taking part in an attack on a, quote, terrorist training camp. And I'm sorry. I just don't buy it anymore. Now, I am one half of the Ski and Skinner program that airs in Chicago on WLS. Nancy Skinner, of course, as you may or may not know, works on the Doug Steffen Good Day Show here on the IE America Radio Network. If you've ever heard that program, you know Nancy. Now I'm the other half. And I stated on our program this past Sunday that I thought Tony Blair was being set up as the fall guy. Because last Sunday, when Condoleezza Rice was on all the programs, the talking head shows on Sunday morning, she was on with Tim Russert on Meet the Press. She was on with Bob Schieffer on the CBS. Brain cramp, can't think of it now. Gives you some idea of how much I pay attention to that one. And then I believe she was even in with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. And she was just adamant about the fact that, you know, this information that the president used about these weapons coming from Niger, or I'm sorry, the uranium and the tubes and stuff from Niger and Africa being supplied to Saddam, that wasn't our, we got that from the Brits. That was a British intelligence that we got. So my suggestion was, is that by offering that up, that it was the Brits' fault. That it was the British. It was their fault. They don't have any standards. The stinking Brits, they don't brush their teeth. They eat fish and chips. My goodness. Now, Simon Haggart, published Tuesday in Newsday, comes out with an article called Blair Could Be Bush's First Fall Guy for Iraq. Exactly what I said on Sunday. Now, I appreciate Simon listening. You know, he didn't give me any credit in the story that was the idea. But here's the premise, basically. The premise is that the U.S., we leaned on Britain, right? It's not very difficult to figure out. We leaned on Britain because we needed somebody else to go it with us. We couldn't go it alone. We needed to lean on somebody so we could get a little bit more pull, a little bit more sway in the world. People would pay attention to us. You can't have a gang if you're all by yourself. So, you need at least one more person to start up a gang. Preferably you need three or four, but, you know, you take Britain with you, and then you get Australia, and they're like half a person in a gang, and you get all the other 90 or 100 other countries that were helping us and sending us blankets and K-rations or whatever they were sending, and somehow that all equaled a gang, which allowed us to go in and do what we did. But now we're pinning all this bad intelligence on the Brits. George Bush never liked Tony Blair. George Bush always thought Tony Blair was one of those little, you know, he was the third way guy. He, along with Clinton, kind of doing that little bonding thing. They knew to a certain degree that Tony Blair would have much rather have worked with Al Gore. So the idea was that, okay, we get Britain on our side. We get them to supply us the intelligence. Then we look the other way. We go in, we take care of business. When things start getting hinky, we turn on Britain, blame it on their intelligence. The British media, of course, isn't owned lock, stock, and barrel like the American media is by the corporate structure that is definitely on our side, says Karl Rove. And the next thing you know, Tony Blair's gone. We get rid of Saddam. We get rid of Tony Blair. Voila! That's basically the plan, as I see it. I mean, as it's transpired here, you know, I kick myself. It's like watching Murder, She Wrote, you know, with Jessica Lansbury, and you say to yourself, oh, why didn't I see that coming? It makes so much sense now. This world domination is not just Saddam. It's not. We're talking about the whole planet. We're talking big picture. We're talking meat and potatoes here, ladies and gentlemen. It was never about just taking the Middle East, Iraq, and this little third world tin pot dictator that made my dad look like a moron. Yeah, we'll get even with him, but at the same time, we're going to get rid of the guy in Britain, too. Because we don't like him. We'll find somebody that can be on our side, and we're just going to shape the world any old way we want. Maybe I'm all wrong. I don't know. 312. See, there I go. I'm going to do the Chicago phone numbers because it's habit. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. I better make sure I write those down before I forget them. Get in. Be part of the program. Don't be shy. You know, it's not that way. I mean, we're all friends here. It's all good. You may not know me, but we're all friends. We're coming from the same fold to a certain degree, I'm sure. And you want to be a part of the program. So don't be bashful. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Rich is in Oregon. Rich, welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Hey, Ski.
How are you, sir? What can we do for you today?
Well, I just heard you mentioned our buddy Nancy.
Uh-huh.
And I went away for a week over the holiday. And I came back, and her Vox Pop show seems to be vaporized.
No, I wouldn't call it vaporized. I would call it on hiatus.
Oh.
And that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
Because if I tell you more, well, I can't. It's on hiatus.
Okay.
The Nancy
Skinner
Vox Pop is on hiatus. But don't fret. It's not some covert military jackbooted thugs in the middle of the night leaning on somebody and all of a sudden it's not that at all.
You mean Ashcroft isn't after
no.
her?
Well, he might be, but he hasn't gotten her yet. Nancy's a quick one, okay? She's very smart, she's very attractive, and she's very quick. And it would take, well, more than that. John Ashcroft would have to get himself all Criscoed up like he does when he anoints things and he celebrates and whatever. You heard those stories? Have you heard Mike Malloy talk about those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He'd have to get himself all Criscoed up to run around to try to keep up with Nancy. But it's not a nefarious plot by the netherworld and the men in black helicopters to take Nancy off the radio. I'm just not at liberty to tell you what it is, but you'll understand when you finally know. Because if I told you what's the old adage, I'd have to kill. It's the truth. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well,
now,
you know, like I...
Now, see, now you don't believe me. Now you think that I'm giving you some sort of corporate line here. Trust me.
No.
I'm not.
Actually, I do. I do believe you because I called the IE America ladies up in Detroit. And
right.
They said...
Suzanne and Kim and everybody?
And they said, well, you know, you need to just pay attention because things are happening. But so I figured I could... get two liars and see if I could get the truth.
Well, you have the truth, and as they told you, hang in there, and the truth will set you free very soon.
Well,
Rich, thank
so,
you for the call.
We need her independent, standalone voice.
You get it. You'll get it, I promise.
Okay.
You'll promise. Thank you, Rich. We appreciate the call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby on the IE America Radio Network.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The General helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Tired of the same old conservative blather on talk radio? Want a different slant on politics in the world than what's offered up by right-wing wacko talk show hosts? Then join me, Peter Werby, 2 to 5 p.m. It's my new time, that's Eastern time, weekdays, for an alternative not often heard on the AM band. If you want to hear a talk show host that opposes Bush's wars, challenges corporate rule, defends the interests of working people, the environment, and a woman's right to choose, then join me, Peter Werby, in my new time slot, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern time.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes.
Hey, I wanted to say dick dick.
Okay, give me your anaconda. I'll give you my dick dick.
Deal!
Anaconda! Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Gregory Peck has passed away. The Academy Award-winning star of To Kill a Mockingbird. And David Brinkley has passed as well, legendary journalist. There's two. Don't they say they come in threes? Yeah. Not looking good there. Anyway, Jim is in Houston, Texas. Jim, welcome to the Peter Werby Show at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. How are you today?
Pretty good, Ski.
Thanks for the call.
Say, I'm a transplanted Chicagoan down here, and I want to say you make me proud to be from Chicago.
Well, thank you. Well, wait, is that a good thing? You're proud to be from Chicago? Meaning
no,
you're glad
proud,
you're out of there?
I am proud I'm not from Houston.
I see. You know, I have some friends. I have a friend who's in San Antonio, and I knew one of the guys I work with now is from Houston as well, and he says that it's one of the greatest cities to be from in the world.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I plan to be from it as soon as I'm not held prisoner of war by the Bush economy anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, as soon as my house goes back up in value and I can sell, I am so out of here. But
well,
what I really called to tell you was...
let's hope that's soon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's a mixed blessing, right?
Yeah.
But what I called to tell you all is I just wanted to offer some encouragement. I really like what y'all are doing with this network, and I just, and you know, I put it in perspective. This is exactly how all the right-wing cretins got started.
Well,
so
you know,
keep in mind that you have in your power the ability to get that to get to that level.
No, and I, you know? I firmly agree with you because let's, you know, for people who weren't paying attention in the late 80s, early 90s, I mean, let's do a basic review here. AM radio at the time was dying a slow death. All the music had moved to the FM, and people were going, what in the world are
well,
we
yeah,
going
actually,
to do?
I was
what are we
going to
do with AM? Now, remember, too, at this time, we didn't have, we may have had the technology like we have now, like the ISDN lines and all these other technological satellites and whatever. So, you know, I can sit here someplace in Indiana and broadcast the show back to Detroit, and they send it to you in Houston and to Rich in Oregon and around the world on the World Wide Web and through the Sirius network to somebody in their car in Schenectady, of all places. I mean, that was part of it that we didn't have, and that has revolutionized it and made it even easier.
Yeah.
To disseminate these views, because now, you know, Malloy can do his thing, the Mike Malloy program here on the IE America Radio Network. You can listen at ieamericaradio.com if it's not on your regular station you're listening to now. You know, he's in the foothills of Georgia there. Peter does his thing from Detroit. Julene, where is Julene where is she anymore? But I'm saying that makes it easier. Now the thing that we have as well is that... The whole concept is slowly able to gel. The problem that we have now, though, is that back then they were just looking for something to save AM radio. And when they thought, you know, we'll put Limbaugh on because he's from New York. And a lot of programmers said, why do I want some guy in New York on my show in the midday? You know, this is when I should be doing my local content to appeal to my local people and talk about what's going on locally. Well, that revolutionized the industry, and all of a sudden now you've got all these syndicated shows. That's why people pick up on Limbaugh, because he's a lot more fun to listen to in certain respects than listening to some guy talk about, and then you add 2 cups of chickpeas and stir until pureed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. One suggestion.
Sure.
I don't know what AI stands for, but I would suggest you call it Radio Free America.
Well, you know what? I'm not even full time at the network yet, so I'm not even going to suggest changing the name of it until I at least get a locker with my name on it at the corporate headquarters.
Fair enough. Because
if can you see me calling up the head of the hi, is Suzanne? Yeah, Suzanne, this is Ski. Remember? Yeah, fill in.
Well, give me your number. I'll call her.
All right. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate your call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby at the IE America Radio Network.
Hello, James Carver here again to tell you about InPhone, a new enhanced directory service you get by dialing 888-411-1111. First blush, a lot of people say, Jimmy, that's way too many numbers to dial. Well, that dog won't hunt. No, it won't. Plug this number into your speed dial, and fella, you got one button access to the most powerful information service ever. That's InPhone, 888-411-1111. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first five calls are free.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. As a Sunday contract deadline fast approaches, union employees of General Electric's U.S. operations have drawn a line in the sand. GE pays 80% of its employees' health insurance premiums and is looking to reduce its share even further. But yesterday, union negotiators reportedly rejected the company's bid for sharp increases in health care costs. A two-day strike earlier this year by GE's nearly 25,000 union workers was the first such walkout since 1969, but union leaders say they're ready to walk out again in order to maintain health insurance benefits.
The U.S. Mint in Denver is scrambling to deal with a petition signed by nearly three dozen women working there, charging the Mint with creating a workplace rife with sexual harassment and discrimination. The women say the behavior's been going on for years. Not only were they repeatedly passed over for promotion and subjected to sexist remarks, but in many cases, the only way they could move up the ladder was to have sex with supervisors.
Today marks the second annual World Day Against Child Labor, and this year, labor groups around the globe are focusing on the 1.2 million children trafficked each year into exploitative work. According to the International Labor Organization, children around the world are forced to work in mining, agriculture, and the commercial sex industry, while others are pressed into service as child soldiers.
Two new laws went into effect in the UK yesterday that offer workers more pension and privacy protections. The first sets up a government pensions insurance plan. In the event of a bankruptcy, the insurance plan will guarantee they recover at least a good portion of their pension investments. The second law bans most types of surveillance in the workplace unless employees are informed of the snooping in advance. A survey of more than 200 British companies done last year found one in five monitor employees' phone calls and emails on a daily basis.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Peter Werby Show. I'm Ski Anderson. Thank you for spending some time with us today and letting me be a part of your afternoon. I know it's weird having somebody you're not used to in your head with you, but that's okay. It's good. It's good. Marie's in Dallas. Marie, thanks for calling 1-800-TALK-YES. How are you today?
Hello?
Hi, Marie. You're on.
Yeah, I'm a transplant from Schaumburg, Illinois. I loved you and Nancy on Sunday WLS, and now I'm in Dallas.
Why is everyone from Chicago moving to Texas? Tell me it was for a very good job.
No, it's because I have my only child living here, so I can't. Uh-huh. But I love you on IE America. Why can't you get on IE America so I can get you on the internet every day?
Well, you know, they've got a pretty full plate of very talented people.
There's a spot where Nancy was.
Well, but again, as I told Rich in Oregon, just hold on because I can't.
I know you can't.
I
know.
It's kind of like knowing what your birthday present is, but I can't tell you.
I know.
Just,
So, I don't want to know. It's okay. I just thought it was a permanent vacancy. That's your spot.
No, that's it. It is not. It is not. It's going to be good. That's all I'll tell you. There are plenty other possibilities. But
well, I'll tell you, Chicago, Dallas has nothing on Chicago. Chicago is just one lightning after another on WLS. It is disgusting. Dallas at least doesn't have Rush Limbaugh. Do not have him here.
Really?
I don't think so.
I can't imagine a city the size of Dallas with all those big Texas egos floating around that they wouldn't have. What is it Mike calls him? What is it called? Pig boy or pig man or whatever he calls him? I can't imagine.
They have Michael Savage and Glenn Beck.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
But I'm glad you're on IE. Nice to hear you.
Well, thank you, Marie.
In addition to Sunday, you're great.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. You know, you don't have to be from Chicago to call the program, okay? It helps. It makes it sound, you know, like I paid these people to call because they knew. But I didn't. I promise. These are just folks that happened to be listening before. That's the beauty of radio. You know, you can take it with you just about anywhere. I didn't realize this until the top of the hour newscast. Was it Monica that did that, top of the hour? That George Herbert Walker Bush is 79 today? And I had no idea. I mean, what do you get a guy whose son has stolen everything? I've put together a short list here of things that we could pick up for George Herbert Walker Bush's 79th birthday. And then I like the way she ended the story. President Bush has decided to take a long weekend. Come on, a long weekend? Jeez, that's just too bad. He gets to go spend some time with Poppy out on the cigarette boat, maybe go fishing, play some golf. While what, 2.7 million Americans are still looking through the newspaper going, they don't need any more pizza delivery people. Let's see, maybe I can, house painters, house painter. 79 years old. So this is what I was thinking. We could pick up for George Herbert Walker for his birthday today. If you've got an idea, hey, I'm free and clear and would love to hear it. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I think what we need to get him, and I think probably George had one of the troops bring back with them, was one of those gold towel holders from Saddam, one of Saddam's mansions. Just a little thing because, you know, George's dad took so much heat because he didn't take care of Saddam the first time around. He couldn't get him Saddam's head on a stick in time for his birthday today unless he has it and he just didn't want to tell anybody, didn't want to spoil the surprise. If John Ashcroft holds a press conference from Kennebunkport, standing there with, you know, Saddam's head on a stick after they've, you know, showed it to George W. or George Herbert Walker, I should say. That could happen. You never know. And then there's, of course, the old idea of, you know, that somehow you provide him with some weapons of mass destruction, whether it's a nuclear or biological or other sort of WMD that, you know, you can present your dad, say, yeah, see, Dad, they really did have them. Here you go. Yep, we were both right. Birthday. And then there's the old question, too, is what is Jenna going to have to drink on Grandpappy's birthday? What would Jenna drink? I have no idea. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Republicans now have decided to limit the probe into these weapons of mass destruction. We spoke briefly at the beginning of the program about how Tony Blair is taking some serious heat in Britain for these prefab lies that were thrown out about what Saddam had, when he had them, and how imminent a threat they were. Well, the real press in Britain is going to hold Tony Blair's feet to the fire. And if they do their job, they could toss Tony Blair out right on his posterior. Here in America, though, we were much more concerned about whether or not Betty Curry hid the gifts under her bed before or after she received the phone call from Monica. And did that phone call coincide with a trip she made downtown to meet with Monica to get the said gifts? And if those said gifts were, in fact, the gifts that the president had given to Monica that were discussed in an earlier deposition by, I don't, you know what I mean? $70 million to find out if Monica talked to Betty. Whether Sidney Blumenthal knew what the president was saying was true, or if he was somehow helping, or if, for God's sake, somehow somebody could have a meeting of the minds with Buddy or Sox. Isn't that their cat? Do they have a cat, too? Or we? I don't know. And figure out just what exactly did the animals know? Because, you know, they were in the room probably most of the time. And all we need to do is to get that dog to talk. They do it all the time in Disney movies. It can't be that difficult. But according to Reuters now, the Republicans limit the probe of Iraq intelligence. Republicans in Congress on Wednesday rebuffed calls by Democrats for a full-blown investigation into whether the Bush administration misread or inflated the threats posed by Iraq before going to war. Well, we can't get to the bottom of that. Our guy wouldn't lie. He's the president. George W. loves God. Can you imagine what would have happened? The hue and cry, the people just coming out of the woodwork, wetting themselves, had the Democrats decide, you know what? I don't really think we need to investigate this. This is kind of stupid. That's what happens. That's exactly the noise they would make, too. Some Tarzan-like thing. Give me a break. But the Republican, oh, we don't need to do that. That's not good. No. Our man is a good man. He's an honest man. Yeah, right. You know what the story is now? Now that we're not going to get to the bottom, we're going to limit the investigation here. This is the first line of defense here. They agreed to hold oversight hearings and review documents on U.S. intelligence. Of course, as you know, the administration justified the invasion of Iraq largely on the imminent threat it said such weapons posed, but since the war, none has been found. Earlier this week, one of the headlines in my local newspaper said, Bush urges patience in search for weapons of mass destruction. I'm just thinking to myself, didn't Hans Blix say something like that about 15, 18 weeks ago? Didn't Hans Blix say, you know what, I need more time? And George Bush and his full tilt band of cronies, Donald Rumsfeld and Paul Wolfowitz and all these other muttonheads who have never seen combat, wouldn't know the first thing about it. Off Richard Pearl. Oh, my goodness, if there's a man that ever drove me crazy, it was him. This pomposity. Well, as you know, they're a very big threat and need to be taken out. I can't. Ugh. No. Yep, they all told us it was their imminent threat. Hans Blix, you know what? We're going to roll in there. We're going to find these weapons. It's all going to be taken care of. We haven't found them. How long have we been there? 13 weeks? How many days? The last count I heard was like 78 days last week. So add 7 to that. Quick, 85, right? 85. We're going on 3 months. Can't find them. Hello? Imminent threat. Tony Blair said that there was a chance that Britain could be attacked within 45 minutes. 45 minutes from where? From when? 45 minutes from 90 days ago? See, what they don't tell us, too, is that underneath and behind the scenes, we not only have we been trying to talk to all these people that were arresting on the deck of cards, and notice how those stories have just gone by the wayside all of a sudden. We've got the ace of spades, the ace of clubs today, and the two of hearts, and the one of diamonds. I guess somebody in the administration got a bridge or they got rummy or something, and they could stop playing. I just shake my head. Give me a break. So W wants patience. Oh, we'll find him. Just, you know, give us time to plant or to look for him. As soon as we plant him, I mean, look for him. We'll find him. Republican chairman, going back to my story, Republicans limit probe of Iraq intelligence from Reuters dated yesterday. The Republican chairman of the House Representatives Intelligence Committee and the Senate Armed Services Committee joined Roberts in rejecting calls for an investigation. Roberts is Pat Roberts, the Senate Intelligence Committee chairman. He's from Kansas. Same state as Bob Dole. You know it. I know it. The American people know it. Concerns have mounted in Congress and worldwide over why the weapons of mass destruction that President Bush and British Prime Minister Tony Blair and other countries said posed an imminent threat have not yet been found. How do you like the way that is underwritten? Just totally underemphasized. Well, concerns have been mounted. Concerns my butt. The world is ticked off. And a good hunk of America is ticked off, too, but you're not getting it through the conservative mainstream media because, well, that wouldn't be good because then you'd be angry and you'd be bitter. And people don't want angry and bitter. People want fun and lighthearted. So let's talk about Lacey Peterson dying from that evil, nasty Scott Peterson or whatever the hell his name is. Oh, give me a break. What do you think about Hillary's new book? Give a chance for all your right-wingers to get back into your Clinton-bashing modes. You know, I mean, you tell me that this man is an imminent threat. You castigate, you make fun of, you belittle, you call Hans Blix every name in the book. You talk about the fact that Hans Blix wasn't even the first pick for the job. He was like the 15th guy they chose for it. That's how blind and stupid he is. He couldn't find his butt with two hands, or whatever that statement is. But guess what? Neither can George, or Colin, or Colin, or Rummy, or Tommy Franks. Who else is out there looking? Richard Pearl. I want to see Richard Pearl and Paul Wolfowitz, okay? I want them walking around the streets of Baghdad trying to bribe some of these people. That Rummy said, well, you know, as soon as we start talking to these people, they'll point us to them and they'll be fine. Well, we're talking to these people, Rummy. We're bribing we're giving these people money. The story was out on MSNBC about a month ago. Maybe you saw it. That we paid Saddam's generals not to fight. Now, if we're paying generals not to fight, okay, we're so well ingrained and in tune and we've taken over that part of the army where we're like, hey, listen, you know what? I got $7. I got two tickets to an Orioles game and I got a box of Twinkies. So you do me a favor. You tell your guys to stand down. All that stuff is yours and I'll get you on a list for a PlayStation 2 drawing that we're going to have amongst all the generals who sign up to be part of the little American coalition. Well, I say under the table, just you and us, okay? So then we roll into Baghdad and we went, wow, that was easier than we thought. Well, of course it was. We bought everybody off. Not everybody, but most of them. And now all of a sudden, well, it's a little bit harder than we thought. No one's talking. What are they doing? They're holding out for two boxes of Twinkies now? Maybe there's the fact that there are no WMDs, weapons of mass destruction. And Colin and Condi over the weekend, well, you know, the administrations, even prior administrations, had this information too. And so, you know, it's, you know what? Scott Ritter said in, what, 92, 93, that they'd taken care of 95% of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. He was, in effect, neutralized, useless, nothing. What happens if Saddam didn't have any of this stuff? As I've said before, Saddam just liked the idea of making the Bushes life hell. He just liked poking at him, like a rat in a cage, just going to stick that little stick at him and just poke him. Like, take that. I will have the ultimate laugh because I will annoy you so much that you will invade my country. You will kill thousands of people. You will secure the oil fields. You will figure that everything will go your way. And then guess what happens, George? You'll get here and there'll be nothing. You will have built this premise that the world is never going to be safe if Saddam's around. And then you'll get here and they'll find nothing. Not a thing. A bunch of empty chemical containers and people will get sick. But we've just been sitting around the last 10 years playing euchre and smoking big fat cigars. Just waiting for you to do something stupid. And you did. All right. Sorry for my little tirade there. 1-800-TALK-YES. Lost all track of time. 1-800-825-5937. Get in, be a part of the program. Let's talk to you. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby on the IE America Radio Network.
When I fell, my doctor didn't give me Tylenol. She gave me Advil.
I was surprised. My doctor gave me Advil for my back.
Advil is my doctor's choice for muscle pain.
Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for tough muscle pain, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Now I always make sure I have Advil in the house.
Make the doctor's choice your choice. For better relief, advance to Advil.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, "At a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore"? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, "To people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, "I don't boogie"?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows than you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Hey, don't be bashful. Don't be bashful. Be a part of the program. Hey, we've made it, we've been in Oregon so far, we talked to Dallas and Houston, and now we're going to Tony in Washington, D.C. I think we've transversed the country already today. It's a beautiful thing. Tony, welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Thank you for taking my call, and you're doing a great job. I don't care if there's no Vox Pops, whatever that word is, I'm going to call and make sure that you get a Vox Pop of your own.
It's all good, man. Don't worry about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you think the possibility of, say, the October surprise of maybe just finding them in this sand grain or something like that?
You know what the October surprise is going to be?
Mm.
I predicted this even before the war started. The October surprise is going to be the death of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and I don't mean to be cold, and I'm definitely not wishing any more hurt or pain or anything on the Reagan family or anyone involved. But what's going to happen is that that will happen within a window of opportunity, let's say, that will allow them to fully plant George W. on the coattails of the great communicator and try to whisk him into the Oval Office for a second term.
I can't believe how they can associate somebody who could act their way through the presidency.
Well, you know,
through somebody who can't even think about how to spell the word.
Well, the thing that kills me is that you listen to all these right wingers and they're yakking about, you know, what a great budget person, you know, Ronald Reagan was, and the fact that, you know, he cut taxes and did this and revenues tripled or whatever the heck their argument is. But there was a story of, was it in The Nation? Maybe it was in The New Republic. I forget. I've got it in my bag of stuff here. I'll have to dig through it during the top of the hour. Basically said, you know, he cut taxes the first year he was in office and then spent the next 7 years adding to taxes and tax increases to make up for the hole that he had dug himself into. So this idea that Ronald Reagan was this fantastic fiscal conservative who did nothing but cut taxes for 8 years is myth.
Can you tell me where I can find that information?
What I'll do?
Yeah.
Hang on. I'll dig through my bag of stuff, and I'll give you the author's name. It starts with a C, and we'll be all good, okay?
So tell me, who you think has the best shot at the nomination, Democratic? And
I'll tell you that after the top of the hour as well. I'm Ski Anderson for Peter Werby on the IE America Radio Network.
To the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Doolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Therese Doolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. The death toll from a new round of attacks today in the Gaza Strip stands at 7, with dozens more injured. Today's violence took place as Israeli helicopter gunships targeted a car driven by a leading Hamas member. He was killed along with his wife and two children. A Hamas spokesman has vowed revenge for the airstrike and says that every Israeli is now a target of the Palestinian militant group. Broadcaster David Brinkley died at his Houston, Texas home last night at the age of 82. Brinkley got his start in television during the 1950s as a co-anchor of political conventions. His career spanned 11 presidents, ranging from Franklin Roosevelt to Bill Clinton. Brinkley was a native of Wilmington, North Carolina, and was the recipient of numerous broadcasting awards. A U.S. helicopter has reportedly been shot down in Iraq, apparently by Ba'ath Party troops. It happened during clashes between coalition forces and fighters loyal to Saddam Hussein.
A central command says an American AH-64 Apache was apparently shot down by hostile fire, but coalition ground forces were able to recover the uninjured two-member crew. A CENTCOM statement said a coalition soldier was slightly injured during a raid on a terrorist training camp northwest of Baghdad. And in another incident, a U.S. F-16 fighter has crashed southwest of the Iraqi capital. The cause is unknown, but the pilot was unhurt. Steve Mort reporting.
Health officials say the smallpox vaccine could help people with monkeypox. More than 60 possible cases of the disease have turned up in the Midwest and New Jersey. The U.S. has banned the sale of prairie dogs and the importing of rodents from Africa. More news in a moment.
Hey, Larry, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Why, Vince, I didn't know you cared.
I don't, but I'm looking for a baby.
Oh, but, Vince, we're crash dummies.
Well, your head's about the size of a baby.
What are you doing?
Taking it off! Stop! I'm using your head in a rear-facing infant seat.
Why?
To show how babies up front are in airbag danger.
You know I get sick when I ride backwards and without a body.
Up in front, kids won't know what hit them when the airbag blows.
Then why do people put their kids up front, Vince?
I don't know. Maybe it makes them feel better to see them sitting by their side. Although, if my baby looked like you, he'd ride in the trunk.
And where are we going, Vince?
Yeah, you know that brick wall with the big bullseye?
I can see it vaguely in the back of my mind.
Well, in 2 seconds, that's exactly where it's going to be. Holy cow, Larry, you're embedded in the seat.
Fire.
I can't understand you. I'll go get a tire iron.
Thank you.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your kids in the back seat. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
New jobless figures are down, but analysts say the labor market is still weak. First-time claims for state unemployment benefits dropped 17,000 to 430,000 last week. The Labor Department reports new claims fell to 430,000 from a revised 447,000 a week earlier. Meanwhile, retail sales registered a slight gain. They were up 0.1% last month. The Commerce Department said there was a high demand for clothing, furniture, and appliances. More after this.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You're kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man.
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
An article in Washington Magazine has rumors flying that former President Clinton might run for mayor of New York City.
Bill Clinton for mayor? If it does happen, City Council Speaker Gifford Miller would support him.
I think he'd be a great candidate. I mean, the guy was a tremendous president, and I guess that's probably good preparation for being mayor of the city of New York.
Of course, a Clinton candidacy could direct derail Miller's own possible plans, and City Councilman Charles Barron, who does plan to run, says Clinton could steal some of his supporters. Lisa Romanello at City Hall in New York.
Budget numbers and spending priorities are the focus of the latest public hearing looking into the Space Shuttle Columbia tragedy. Marcia Smith with the Congressional Research Service testified that money may not have saved the Columbia or its crew.
If NASA did not fully appreciate the dangers associated with foam hitting the orbiter, it's not clear that an increased budget would have helped that situation.
The board is expected to release its final report next month. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Decisions, decisions. Your technicians just delivered the bad news. Your engine needs major work. Now what do you do? When I come back, it's the automotive version of Let's Make a Deal.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
As Monty would say, do you choose door number 1, 2, or 3 to solve your engine dilemma? Behind door number 1 is repairing your engine, and door number 2 opens to a new car. But behind door number 3 is another alternative. A remanufactured engine can make your car run like new and increase its trade-in value. The cost? $1,200 to $2,500, equivalent to taxes and surcharges alone on some new luxury cars. But just like the TV version of Let's Make a Deal, consider all your options before making your decision. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Ski Anderson for Peter Werby. 1-800-825-5937. I'm looking for some information. I promised our last caller in the from the last segment of the hour about Ronald Reagan's tax history. I just realized I've got like 8 weeks of articles that I've clipped. Imagine walking around with 8 weeks worth of newspapers in your bag. Yeah. I'm going to continue to look for this. We need to take a time out and find out what the world looks like through the eyes of Jim Hightower. So we'll give you a look at that here in just a moment, and we'll come back, and maybe I can get through the other 6 weeks of papers we have here on the IE America Radio Network.
When you go into America's national parks, your eyes and soul soak up the experience. Majestic mountains, timeless forests, breathtaking canyons, expansive seashores. But if you look around, you'll also notice something not so spectacular. Rotting facilities, fewer visitor hours, closed off areas, fewer rangers. All signs of a phenomenal national asset being allowed to deteriorate. Why is this happening? Where's our national leadership? As a presidential candidate, George W. expressed indignity at the failure to maintain such a priceless system. In 2000, he staged a campaign media event with the soaring Cascade Mountains as his backdrop, warning in outrage that our national parks are, quote, at the breaking point. And he vowed to voters that he'd eliminate the $5 billion backlog in needed maintenance to restore the system. 3 years later, Ranger George is nowhere to be seen. The national maintenance backlog is now $6 billion, and Bush even slashed 40% of the repair budget for the very same mountain park that he had used as a political backdrop. And instead of expanding our public parks, as every president for the last century has done, George allowed national park space to shrink by 187,000 acres last year alone. He also cut the overall repair budget for Western parks by 28%, diverting much of this money to his right-wing ideological goal of privatizing our public system, allowing corporate profiteers to replace some 1,700 experienced workers with poorly trained, low-wage workers. This is Jim Hightower saying, fixing and expanding our wondrous national parks is but one of the crying national needs that could have been met with a fraction of that $325 billion that Bush and Congress just took from our national treasury and so frivolously gave away to the richest people in America. Teddy Roosevelt would be ashamed. But then, George is no Teddy.
Ah, oh, but he's lovable like a Teddy, isn't he? No? Okay, never mind. Jim Hightower. Daily right here on the Peter Werby Show. I'm Ski Anderson in at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Email skiesanderson@yahoo.com. And I believe the article I'm looking for here was written by Jonathan Chait, C-H-A-I-T. That seems to be coming back to me now. But again, I thought it was right on top here, and I don't have it. But as soon as I do find it, we will pass it along. Or if somebody's got a handy copy of it in their email, it may be available at MakeThemAccountable.com, Carolyn Kay's site. She does fabulous work, as well as, you know, BuzzFlash and a bunch of those other places. I'm, like, running across all these articles. I did find the one article that I mentioned last hour regarding the Pentagon secret weapon. This is dated May 21st. This is the one at MSNBC.com that talks about the bribes that Tommy Franks was able to give to the Iraqi generals not to fight. And it came out of the May 19th Defense News. And it quotes General Tommy Franks of Central Command confirming what had until now been rumors picked up by dubious Arab media outlets that before the Gulf War II began, U.S. Special Forces had gone in and bribed Iraqi generals not to fight. I had letters from Iraqi generals saying, I now work for you, Franks told Defense News reporter Vago Muradian in a May 10th interview. The article quotes a, quote, senior official as adding, what is the effect you want? How much does a cruise missile cost? Between $1 and $2.5 million. Well, a bribe is a PGM, precision-guided munition. It achieves the aim, but it's as bloodless and there's zero collateral damage. So there, and if you're thinking somehow that I'm, you know, making this up, that we bribe these people, ha! But we will continue to look for the article about the history of Reagan's taxes. And again, skiesanderson@yahoo.com is email if you run into it before I do. I've only got about six more weeks of papers to go through to find it. I know it's here. I know it. I just know it. I feel like Hillary looking for the Rose Law Firm records. I know they're here somewhere. Is that a bad... Oh, that's a bad joke. I'm sorry. Hey, do you want to know why the Washington Post is reporting now why George W. Bush lied to us about weapons of mass destruction? Well, because he didn't lie. Uh-uh. It's coming out now. What are the two options in this scene? And again, I mean, I don't mean to focus on WMDs, these weapons of mass destruction, so much here today, but it just kind of works out this way. What exactly is it that are our two options here? Either we find out, A, George W. Bush is a no-good, low-down, yellow-bellied liar. Or we find out that our intelligence agencies not only blew it on 9/11, by the way, and we haven't finished investigating that, I don't think we ever will, but boy, we know everything there is to know about Bill Clinton's penis, don't we? Not only did they blow it on 9/11, our intelligence agencies that we send billions of dollars to every year in these black budgets that no one knows what the money's spent on, because it's in committee, and because those, you know, fine, estimable gentlemen like, I don't know, who, Joe Biden or somebody, are overseeing where that money is spent. Right. Now the Washington Post is reporting that the CIA did not share doubt on Iraq data. A key component of Bush's claim in his State of the Union address last January that Iraq had an active nuclear weapons program, its alleged attempt to buy uranium in Niger, was disputed by a CIA-directed mission to the Central African nation in early 2002. Now, this is the story that came out Sunday, the idea that Vice President Cheney's office had requested an envoy to look into this. The envoy goes to Africa. He looks into it, comes back, says it's a fraud. Nothing there. You can't use it, Dick. There's nothing. It's no good. Zip, zilch, nada. Use this information at your own risk. But it goes on. They use it. He gets to the State of the Union. He says that Nigeria is trying to supply Saudi or Saddam Hussein with all these materials. The CIA, though, did not pass on the detailed results of its investigation to the White House or other government agencies, the officials said. So the CIA is now trying to roll over what happened on Sunday's TV. See, not very many people probably picked up on Sunday that from Nicholas Kristof's column, I believe it was, George Stephanopoulos read it to Condi that said, a year ago, in February 2002, is when Dick Cheney's office sent, I can't remember the envoy's name, to find out if this was true. What's going on? He comes back, says it's no good. Now, what does it take to get the information from the vice president's office to say, oh, geez, I don't know, what other office would you want to send information like that to? Let's see. White House, vice president, how about the president? What does it take to get information from Dick Cheney's office, down the hall, around, past the corner, past whoever his personal secretary, whatever is, and into his office and go, hey, you know what? There's no there, George. We're SOL on this one. The CIA has begun, folks. It's going to be, you know what? It wasn't George's fault. He didn't know. We didn't tell him. So what is 1-800-825-5937? 1-800-TALK-YES. What is more disheartening? A president, amiable, affable, wow, gosh, gung-ho, looks great in that flight suit, who just doesn't know. Because his intelligence is so horrible. Because these intelligence guys are just icky, nasty, bad. They're all Bill Clinton's leftovers, you know? That's why they like him better. So we... Is that worse, having a president who's out of the loop, or a president who's a bald-faced liar? 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-TALK-YES. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby this afternoon. It's Linda's turn in California. Hi, Linda. Welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Hi. I had to call in and say that I've been following the problem of Tony Blair, the Prime Minister in Britain. And he's trying to pass the buck as well. And his security agencies there have made copies of information that they gave him because they were anticipating that he would try to lay the blame on the state of the information that
right.
the security intelligence agencies were providing number 10 there in Great Britain. And I'm hoping that there are a bunch of security intelligence guys here in America that have been doing the same thing and will threaten to leak stuff to the media if they are continued to be bashed as the reason why Bush didn't have good data about Iraq and made this terrible blunder now and has gotten us. Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, Linda, but I would dare have to say that, I mean, in America today, when all you need to do is to be able to stand, you know, on TV and sing a song and they shower millions of dollars on you, or you live on an island and you eat bug guts for all kinds of money, these security guys and women must have known what they were engaged in. They must have known that the information they were providing the White House that was being spun completely the other way had to have historical value, if nothing else, and needed to be preserved. So it's just a matter of time before one of those individuals, you know, and it sounds simple from where we stand, where we go, yeah, well, you know, this is going to change the whole face of the government and the planet and where we all go to a certain degree, and the truth needs to come out. But if you're that individual, you're like, you know what, I kind of like...
There's already a little cabal of, I think they call themselves former intelligence officers who have been leaking information to the media here and have been writing letters to Bush saying that, you know, he's been reckless. He's been cherry picking the evidence that intelligence agencies was giving him and leaving out the stuff that would have prevented his war plan and only putting in stuff that called for his war plan. They're already out there.
Linda, let's hope they come forward soon. I appreciate your call today. Thanks for calling the Peter Werby Show. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-TALK-YES. Ski Anderson, Peter Werby. Call in and be part of the program right now.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got it down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
Attention all plaintiffs. Personal injury, negligence, premises liability, medical malpractice, product liability, commercial cases. Receive up to $50,000 instant cash assistance. Call now, 800-586-5493. Get cash now on your pending lawsuit. No risk, no payments. We only collect when your case is settled. Call 800-586-5493. Express Lawsuit Funding can help you. 800-586-5493.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free Family Legal Guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune in to tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
The IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Ramblin' with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
I found it. It was in the eighth week of papers that I was digging through. I've killed, I don't know how many trees I have killed in the last 8 weeks to read all this information to bring to you and the other folks that I talk to on the radio, all this information. But I have that. The article that I talk, you know, you're probably tuning into the program right now going, A, who is this voice? Who is this? This is not Peter Werby. It's not Julene. And I'm lost here. This is not Curtis Ellis. I'm freaking out. Who is this guy? My name is Ski Anderson. I'm here filling in for Peter today. Thanks for tuning in. Also part of the Ski and Skinner show from Chicago. I work with Nancy Skinner. Maybe you're aware of who she is and what she's up to. There you go. But I'm here today. And right around top of the hour, somewhat 25 minutes ago, we were talking about Reagan, the history, tax cuts, and how it's a great big scam that Sean Hannity and the other conservatives try to pull, that this guy, that guy was some big, fabulous tax cutter who cut taxes and cut taxes and cut taxes. Well, it didn't happen. You may have to subscribe to the New Republic, or you can do a better job of looking for it. Maybe you can find it somewhere posted on one of the many sites, BuzzFlash or Make Them Accountable or wherever that may have it. The name of the article is Race to the Bottom. Jonathan Chait, C-H-A-I-T, is the man's name. The worst Bush tax cut yet. Race to the Bottom by Jonathan Chait. It was posted 5/22/03. It is in the 6/02/03 issue of the New Republic. Okay. And in my email, skis.anderson@yahoo.com. If you missed any of that, send me an email and I'll send that information to you so you can get it taken care of. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Let's see. I guess Paul is next in line. Paul, welcome to the Peter Werby Show. Ski Anderson filling in.
Yeah, how you doing?
Very good, sir.
I'm just a truck driver, so I don't know anything. And I don't generally think along party lines or anything, but I do try to use logic and try to keep up with what's going on, stay informed, and I use logic and good common sense. And I heard you say something a while ago, and I just got to ask you, do you really believe that Saddam Hussein would give up what he had just to embarrass George Bush?
Yes.
You really do?
Yes, I do.
You honestly believe that?
Sure I do.
He would give up his entire thing.
He knew that George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, and George W., he knew after that first Gulf War that there was no way they were going to be able to come in and take him out unless the world somehow coalesced behind them. So he just sat back and waited. Scott Ritter said himself through his reports in the early 90s after the Gulf War that they effectively took out 95% of all of Saddam's weapons, which basically he said was all of them because the only places they couldn't go were the mansions and the estates and the things like that. And it's just like telling George Bush that you want to go tour the private wing of the White House. I mean, it's not going to happen. So he says yes. So the idea is that, you know what, these guys want to make me out to be the world's biggest and baddest bad guy. I'm going to let him. You know what? And Saddam took all that money that everybody thought he was pouring into weapons of mass destruction and poured it into gold-plated towel bars and gold-plated fixtures for this. And they had fancy. And he was living the high life. He was living on borrowed time because he knew eventually George W. would want to get back for daddy so bad that he'd come up with just about any reason to get in and do it. And he picked the reason that Saddam knew he would. Weapons of mass destruction. And well, Saddam knew that, you know what? I don't have them. There's nothing here. He's going to come
now
in.
Why did we go in with Clinton and bomb Baghdad?
You want to know why? Because Bill Clinton was duped, too.
He thought
because
they had him too.
Bill Clinton knew that he was sunk if he went in and said anything other than what the media had presented so far. Hey, Paul, hold on the line a second, Paul. We're gonna hold you over, and we'll let you finish your call here in just a second. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby. Get in on the lines. Be part of the show right here on the IU America Radio Network.
Radio Shack. Make Dad's day with a Dish Network satellite system and get 3 free months of the America's Top 100 Value Pack with HBO and Cinemax when you sign up for a year. Plus, get $25 back by mail from HBO. That's right, 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax and $25 back. That's over $170 value. Dish Network satellite TV for Father's Day at Radio Shack. Not available everywhere for new first-time residential customers through 730-103 with free Dish offer and credit approval. Free Dish after $49.99 bill credit. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Fees and restrictions apply. Hardware and programming sold separately. Details in store.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show, 2 p.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton. As a Sunday contract deadline fast approaches, union employees of General Electric's U.S. operations have drawn a line in the sand. GE pays 80% of its employees' health insurance premiums and is looking to reduce its share even further. But yesterday, union negotiators reportedly rejected the company's bid for sharp increases in health care costs. A two-day strike earlier this year by GE's nearly 25,000 union workers was the first such walkout since 1969, but union leaders say they're ready to walk out again in order to maintain health insurance benefits.
The U.S. Mint in Denver is scrambling to deal with a petition signed by nearly 36 women working there, charging the Mint with creating a workplace rife with sexual harassment and discrimination. The women say the behavior's been going on for years. Not only were they repeatedly passed over for promotion and subjected to sexist remarks, but in many cases, the only way they could move up the ladder was to have sex with supervisors.
Today marks the second annual World Day Against Child Labor, and this year, labor groups around the globe are focusing on the 1.2 million children trafficked each year into exploitative work. According to the International Labor Organization, children around the world are forced to work in mining, agriculture, and the commercial sex industry, while others are pressed into service as child soldiers.
Two new laws went into effect in the UK yesterday that offer workers more pension and privacy protections. The first sets up a government pensions insurance plan. In the event of a bankruptcy, the insurance plan will guarantee they recover at least a good portion of their pension investments. The second law bans most types of surveillance in the workplace unless employees are informed of the snooping in advance. A survey of more than 200 British companies done last year found 1 in 5 monitor employees' phone calls and emails on a daily basis.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Ski Anderson for Peter Werby, 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-TALK-YES. That's how you get in the part of the program. Also, if you'd care to send off email, you can do that as well. Ski S. Anderson, all running together there at yahoo.com. Thank you to, let me get the names here. David just sent something. We'll get to the graph that he sent here in a second. And then JB and then Carolyn all sending emails today so far. Hey, 3. It's better than the last time. We're talking with Paul. Paul's on the line. He says he's a truck driver, doesn't know much, just uses logic and reason and common sense to... You know what, Paul? I think there's more Americans like you, hopefully, out there. And you were questioning my idea that Saddam Hussein knew that... or Saddam Hussein didn't have any of these weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, well, Well, just going along with the logic again, you know, to put it in easier terms to understand, you know, let's say I was the Saddam Hussein of the drug world, and I'm sitting on a mountain of drugs of all kinds, and I have absolute power, wielding life and death above on anybody, and living the life of a king, and the DEA calls me up and say, hey, we're going to come get it, and we're going to take you out of power. Would you just let it sit there and hide, or would you try to hide it and prove that you didn't have it and stay in power? I mean, I still go back to the original statement. I can't believe this man who wielded absolute power on this whole country would give up what he had if he didn't have it, if he didn't have those weapons.
Well, you know,
why would you give up that? I mean, he could have just said, yeah, here they are. Okay, I'm complying, and he'd still be in power.
See, the problem that you're using here, Paul, and you're using logic to form your situation, as you've thoroughly stated, that is the logical answer that a normal, rational human being would give. The problem is that we've spent the last 12 years talking about what an illogical, madman, psychotic freak of nature this guy is.
Absolutely.
I mean, would you not agree that we've spent so much time demonizing him, the idea of him being human is very hard to grasp and put your arms around?
Absolutely.
Because
he's an animal.
Then why are you using logic to frame your argument that somehow he would be able to stop being a psychotic madman and go, you know what? If I do it this way, I may lose everything. Maybe I should stop.
No, because if he did it the United States way, he'd still have the power and the money.
But that's just it. But that's just it. You're using logic then to get into his head and him going, how is this situation going to play out? If I do this, then they'll do this. If I do this, then they'll do that. So the idea is that I think if I want to stay here and do what I'm doing, that I'm just going to do this. But he wasn't thinking that way, I don't believe. If he is as psychotic and off his meds,
well,
or however you want to convey it, if that's him, he's not using logic and reason to determine how this happened. Saddam Hussein probably knew, in my opinion anyway, that the best way to get back at these guys, there was no way he was going to win a war. No way whatsoever that if
right.
George Herbert Walker brought the forces into Baghdad, or when George W. finally brings them to Baghdad, of course this is before the war, that there is no way that his ragtag army of third world fighters is going to be any fight for these guys. He knows that.
Absolutely.
What is his ultimate way to get George Bush if he can't take him out militarily? And that is to thoroughly, totally, 100% ultimately humiliate him and prove him to be a liar by not having those items to which George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and everybody else professed that he had.
Okay.
That's his only arrow in the quiver that he's got. This is the only one. This is the shot after death. This is immortality for Saddam Hussein by going, I didn't have it. Na 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 na.
Well, I'll give you one more shot and then I'll let you go. If anybody believes, and I personally don't, I don't believe that we just went in there and saying that the weapons were there. I believe that everybody believed they were there, and I still believe they're there, or he got rid of them before they got there. I still believe that. But if the United States actually knew that he didn't have weapons, but we were going to use that excuse, then we would have had the weapons when we went in to prove to the world that they were there. And I'm just a truck driver, and I can think that up. You know, why wouldn't all these masterminds of the country say, hey, we better take some of this stuff with us so we can find it and show it to the people?
Does that just not scare the living daylights out of anybody else in the audience besides me, Paul, that somehow the great American military forces would plant this evidence and somehow you suggesting that?
I'm saying that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if we knew that he didn't have them,
see, but we
just going to use this excuse to go get him.
But we
didn't.
They
would do that. That's what I would say.
See, so,
uh-huh.
Paul, thank you for the call. I appreciate it today. Let me explain this again, and maybe I'm just speaking in circles here, and I'm not making this clear. Saddam Hussein did everything to make it look like he still had this stuff. Okay, this is just my opinion, okay? Staying up late, watching old mystery and Twilight Zone and all this other stuff. Maybe I'm all wet. But I think this makes just as much sense as any of the crap that Paul Wolfowitz or Donald Rumsfeld comes out with. And you don't have to listen to some old stodgy white guy chortle at you with his little skin under his chin waggling at you and all that other stuff. The idea being that Saddam knows, unequivocally, 110%, there's no way he's going to win a war. He can't take out the U.S. Army. It's not going to happen. Over the last 10 or 12 years, exactly what sort of Middle East domination has Saddam tried to take over? Let's see, he didn't start another war with Iraq. No, he didn't invade Kuwait again. No, he didn't launch missiles at Israel. No, he didn't do anything to try to take part of the Arabian Sea or the Red Sea or any of the seas. What is that sea? The Gulf? Whatever. Here at 3:40 Eastern time, my geography lesson just totally blows right out of my mind. He knew he wasn't going to win. He made no attempts to take any sort of soil, any sort of land over the last 12 years. But still, we built him as this great evil man who was going to take over the region and impose his will and blah, blah, blah. But we didn't see any proof of it. So when you're backed up against the wall, you know that the bigger guy is going to come at you. And the bigger guy is going to win, plain and simple. Bigger guy is going to clean your clock. You're on his side for a time. Now you're not. He needs a boogeyman. You happen to fit the bill. There's no honor among thieves. So now all of a sudden, you're the bad guy. You're on the ropes. You're on your way out. And the big guy, the United States, is going to make a lesson out of you. So how do you win that? How do you win that war? How do you win that argument? There's only one way. You can't beat him at his own game. You can't beat him with brute force. What you have to do is beat him any other way you can. And that any other way is, we'll put up a big front. Oh, yeah. No, we have no weapons. No, you can't come in and look. What do you mean? Get out of here. All of a sudden, the Iraqis have Jewish accents. But you get my idea. Oh, he's hiding something. No, really. Of course this factory looks like we just threw these desks up against the wall. Don't pay any attention to those people who don't know how to run the computers. They're longtime employees. These people weren't hiding anything. They were just thrown in there to make it look like they were hiding something. Because there was no there there. And the big surprise was going to be after George Bush came in, took Baghdad, three people pulled the statue over with the help of a big tank, and then we find out, oh, geez, there's nothing here. Saddam got the last laugh. I mean, it's right out of what is the Western? There's probably hundreds of movies with this plot line where the bad guy gets even after death like this. Hell, we don't even know if he's dead yet. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Dave in San Francisco, welcome to the Peter Werby Show. I'm Ski Anderson.
Yeah, hi, Ski. I don't know if you've ever studied much about the death of Abraham Lincoln, but there was an accusation against the a group of Republicans. Lincoln, of course, was a Republican, and there was a certain group within the Republican Party called the Radical Republicans. And they knew that they were a very small party and that they were not going to be, if they lost the Civil War, or if they won it for that matter, the Republicans were going to have left a really ugly taste in the mouth of America. and they were going to essentially be, you know, similar to right now with the Green Party. Everybody's trying to say that Ralph Nader, you know, caused Bush to win, right? Mm-hmm. So they were in a political position back then that was very untenable. And so there were a lot of profiteers who tried to cash in on the war, and they tried to drag the war on longer and longer and longer, just in order to make money on it. And so some of these radical Republicans took advantage of that and dragged on the war, intending to infuriate the. It was going to be a given that the North was going to win, but they did it intending to piss off the North so much that they would take away the voting rights of the South, and then if half the country couldn't vote, then all of a sudden the small party that the Republicans were would all of a sudden become a big party. And so many of the investigations about the death of Lincoln had to do with whether or not the radical Republicans had something to do with the death of Lincoln. Had they hired John Wilkes Booth? Had they hired him to kidnap him? Had Booth killed him on his own, or had he had it been part of the plot? Now, when we look at this project for a new American century and this whole concept of war without end, it very much smacks of the same thing. There were, as I was talking about Lincoln, there were two different books about it. One was called Why Was Lincoln Murdered, and it's by a guy named Otto Eisenschimmel, and it was written about 50 years ago. And then about 30 years ago, there was a book called The Lincoln Conspiracy, and it was made into a movie. And both of them go into to details about this whole thing. But it has to do with the currency and within the concept of the American. Well, as you know, with any war, in the name of an emergency, they do deficit spending. You know,
oh, yeah.
Cost without end. God, you know, full steam ahead. We can't spare the costs. We're just going to have to do deficit spending. So that's where the profiteers come in. They overcharge, and it becomes top secret. So you never learn how much the government overpaid for the simplest stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at this concept of why George Bush is doing these bonehead things, you got to wonder whether or not he's intentionally, you know, doing this stuff in order to drag the war on so that they can profiteer, or whether he's intentionally stupid, or he's genuinely stupid, or whether the people behind him are so corrupt that they would intentionally cause Americans to die, pollute the hell out of the Middle East.
Yes, I agree.
And
all of them.
Yeah,
all points, throw them all together. That's what you have.
Well, that's the whole point. And it's, you know, at this point, you know, one of the main, I'm a Green Party member, and one of the main things that we have in our 10 key values is local currencies and local economy. And the more we get dragged into this globalist economy that has nothing to do with reality, but just has to do with what big boys centralize power and centralize, you know, thought, it's all based upon, you know, whether the education system is going to teach us to work on an assembly line rather than to work toward local projects and to have a stable, sustainable economy,
maybe,
or whether we're being locked into making moves solely to suit the international, you know, free trade and global economy and all.
That's
of this
exactly
sort of
it, Dave. And thank you for your call. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah,
today.
No trouble.
1-800-TALK. Yes, 1-800-825-5937. The idea too is that when we hear, you know, in the media too, that this move economically is, well, it's good because. Blah, blah, blah. Let's find out why it's good. It's good usually for the company because they can put more money to the bottom line. And that's good for that company. But does that actually mean that's good for you, the person working for the company? Sometimes. Maybe not. But I think his earlier points kind of led to, along the lines of what I was talking about in my theory on what Saddam's weapons of mass destruction really are or aren't. And the fact is that they weren't there, and that was really the only card he had to play. And he kind of backed it up with that little history lesson on the early Republican Party. There you go. Kodak's in D.C. Kodak, welcome to the Peter Werby Show.
Yes, hi. I'm over the road. I'm trucker, too.
Oh, good.
I would like to say that, actually, you know, that is a very good point. You think about, there is a conspiracy, and it's called in the name of the think tank. So, yes, they have had plenty of time to sit around and think of all these schemes. And one reason that they couldn't just take chemical weapons over into Iraq and say that these are the ones that were there all the time is because of the science that goes into the actual making of them. As you know, they run tests on them, they could actually find out what earth that they were poured out of. So that would not work. And,
That was what they did with the anthrax. Remember when they ran that through, they could tell you where it was processed and what it was done. And even the ricin that they found that they tried to pin on Saddam as being made in Iraq was actually, they could determine some homegrown version. Kodak, hold the line. We've got a little break here. We'll come back. We'll finish up with you. We got Mike and Bill and Pablo and more on the line. Hang in there, gentlemen. Ladies, you're welcome too. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby.
Nice drive, Jim.
Thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The general helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the general, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the general. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
One of the reasons people give for not buying LoJack is where they live. But that has little to do with whether your car will be stolen. It's where you drive. Do you drive to work? To a mall? To the city? That's why you need LoJack. Nationally, stolen vehicles that have LoJack are recovered over 90% of the time. And LoJack guarantees they'll recover your vehicle within 24 hours after you report it stolen to the police, or LoJack will reimburse you the cost of your LoJack system. See your car dealer or LoJack.com.
You check the batteries in your smoke detector and the air in your tires to protect your family. But how about your credit report? Experts recommend you check it regularly, too. And FreeCreditReport.com makes it easy. Log on today, and we'll show you how to find out online what's in your credit report. A surprise in your credit report could cause you to be turned down for a loan or a credit card. See your credit report online instantly. Make sure you get the credit you deserve with FreeCreditReport.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
We have this representative sampling from yesterday addressed to Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, sir, Inspector!
You must be a miserable person. You think everybody is out to screw you. You don't like the Republicans, George W., government authority, police, fire, CIA, FBI, NSA, phone companies, airlines, successful people. The list goes on and on and on and on and on.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Chris from New Mexico. Welcome to Animal Talk. What's up?
I have a neighbor decided to release 12 piranha into a river up here in northern New Mexico. But I'm wondering, I think that's a crime, isn't it?
It's not a crime, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You don't want the fish cops coming after you. Let me know. Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, could South American piranha survive?
Not in northern New Mexico. And as soon as he dumped the fish in there, they went into shock. They were dead. Now, there are people who have released piranha in Florida, and they are in the canals. They are actually breeding and growing, and Florida is turning into the piranha state.
But would you blame me if I don't go wading for a little while?
Don't worry about it. The only problem is that if you go wading, wear waders, because if not, your lucky charms are not going to be the same size they were when you get out of the water.
Thank you for the visual. And, I'll talk to you later.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
All right, let's get back to Kodak holding on in D.C. Kodak, thanks for sticking around with us and let you finish up what's going on here as we wind out the hour on the Peter Werby Show.
You're doing a great job today, too.
Thanks.
But it doesn't take a mastermind to come up with these plans. All you have to do is think of these certain terms here: apathy, greed, and 74% of the American people think that they had mass weapons of mass destruction. 42% still believe that the Iraqis had something to do with 9/11. It doesn't take that much in order to get their point across and have their way with this.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Kodak.
Totally demoralizing all of our spirit. Yes.
To say that, yeah, you know, and I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to let them demoralize.
That's why I read as much as I can. I take every opportunity to let no one present these false notions and innuendos and false truths in my presence.
Nope.
You know.
Absolutely. It used to be, you know, I'd just sit and when I was at work and someone would say something and I'd just let it go because it's like, you know what?
Yeah,
it's not worth
it.
But you know what? The times have changed now.
No,
you're going to sit there and you're going to sit across the table and you're going to spit back those lies to me verbatim. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hit you with every fact that proves you're wrong.
You know, and I've told people, I said, if you think you're just going to talk that way and then walk away, keep your comment to yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Kodak, thank you for the call.
Great.
Drive safely. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. As we approach the top of the hour here, we're just too close not to get another call in right now. We just, that wouldn't be fair. So if you're on the line, hang in there. And as we move along here into the final hour of the program today, we will, we'll work you in. Okay. I promise we will do that. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby at 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Email, Ski S. Anderson, all one long word. At yahoo.com. Lots of folks taking advantage of that today and sending me information and things, and I appreciate that. I was going through my 8 weeks of papers here, you know, looking for that Jonathan Chait article, Race to the Bottom, the worst Bush tax cut yet. Stop by the New Republic, TNR.com, and look for that. That's the one you need to have about taxes and things as we started the hour. And then I found this sheet here that reminding us that Halliburton filed a thing, I don't know, when was this? Back in early May, about bribing people in Nigeria. Figure that out. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby. Do join in and be part of the program, won't you?
You've been listening to The Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Hi,
truth seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
She is thank you in Mandarin Chinese.
Is it really, Nancy?
Ban Ji La is like cool.
Chinese lesson now.
Wow, Nancy, you're so smart.
Ban Ji La.
You know everything. I should have watched MSNBC.
You should have.
I want to be just like you. I figure all I need's a lobotomy and some tights.
On the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Erica Kane. Actor Gregory Peck is dead. A spokesman for the legendary film star says he passed away peacefully at his Los Angeles home. He was 87 years old. Veteran newscaster David Brinkley has passed away at the age of 82. In recent years, Brinkley was regularly seen on a Sunday morning political talk show on ABC. An Israeli air raid in a crowded Gaza neighborhood has killed a senior member of the Palestinian militant group Hamas and a half dozen others. Scores more were wounded as helicopter gunships fired 6 missiles into a car. The strike follows yesterday's suicide bombing that killed 16 Israelis and injured more than 100 on a Jerusalem bus. Hamas claimed responsibility for that attack, calling it a response to Israel's earlier failed attempt to assassinate another Hamas leader. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge has announced a plan to ensure the safety of seaports. The plan includes sending inspectors to overseas regions where terrorists might try to smuggle out weapons of mass destruction. A judge in Modesto, California, has ruled in favor of unsealing the pre-arrest search warrants that were used to search the home, business, and vehicles of accused murderer Scott Peterson. No ruling has been made on the release of the actual arrest warrant. Peterson is charged in the deaths of his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. The explosive bolts that are used to separate the space shuttle and its external tank from 2 solid rocket boosters during a launch are being closely examined by members of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board. Investigators want to know if a falling bolt could have been partly to blame for the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. More news in a moment.
You mean I could have diabetes and not even know it?
Then why would I want to know?
Heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness, kidney disease. They all can be caused by diabetes. So it's critical that you know if you have it. But what makes diabetes so scary? Many people don't know when they have it, because there are often no symptoms. Meanwhile, diabetes can be causing damage that will lead to serious problems later on. If you're over 45, you don't exercise, and you're overweight, you're at risk for diabetes. What should you do? See your doctor, because a simple blood test can detect the problem. And with early treatment, you can prevent the devastating effects of diabetes. For more information, call the American Diabetes Association at 1-800-DIABETES. That's 1-800-DIABETES. Don't be blind to diabetes.
The number of Americans standing in line for first-time jobless benefits last week dropped by 17,000. Meanwhile, on the retail front, new data shows retail sales increased slightly last month, edging up 0.1% to just over $308 billion. The Reverend Al Sharpton is being sued by the Ford Motor Credit Company for $34,000. The lawsuit accuses Sharpton of failing to keep up with his $1,100 a month lease payment on a Ford SUV. More after this.
This week on E! He may be a one-woman man, but he still spends like a bachelor. It's good to be Ben Affleck. Plus, it's the in-your-face world of the paparazzi. Celebrities Uncensored.
Get the camera out of my face!
And if you thought the show was hot and heavy, wait till you see what went on when the cameras went off. The E! True Hollywood Story of Melrose Place. It's all new, all true, every night this week on E!
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are taking on a new prescription drug plan for seniors. The Senate measure would see all seniors become eligible for coverage, regardless of whether they participate in Medicare or a private plan. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Dodd says he's pleased that the Bush administration, at least on the surface, has come around to the Democrats' line of thinking.
At least the major thrust of it is to abandon an idea that the Republicans and the administration had held on to for years, and that was that you'd have to give up Medicare if you wanted to get a prescription drug benefit.
Democrats say it is flawed, but they predict it will pass in the Republican-controlled Congress. A Massachusetts mother who allegedly kicked a young boy for cheering against her son's Little League team has pleaded not guilty to the charges. The 39-year-old is facing charges of assault and battery, plus assault with a dangerous weapon. I'm Erica Kane, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. You know every substance, gas, or a solid. But if the air and you, when I come back, I'll tell you what you can do to help Mother Nature. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. You can help save Mother Earth. Start by recovering and recycling your car's fluids. 1 quart of used oil can contaminate almost 2 million gallons of water. Here's another tip. No need to warm up your car. Driving moderately for about 10 minutes does the trick while conserving gas and saving the atmosphere from idle exhaust. And don't forget to change your air filter. Dirty filters are a common cause of excessive emissions, reduced gas mileage, and poor performance. So keep Mother Nature happy and leave your children a cleaner world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Welcome to the Peter Werby Show. I'm Ski Anderson, part of the Ski and Skater program, heard on WLS in Chicago on Sundays. And glad to be here and doing what it is we do for the IE America Radio Network. If you're listening on Sirius, thank you very much for tuning us in. You've only got 6 billion choices, and we're glad that you swung by our little corner of the dial. We've been talking, I guess, kind of WMD on and off, weapons of mass destruction here and there. I mean, we can do other things as well. We talked earlier today is George Herbert Walker's 79th birthday, George Herbert Walker Bush. I guess that means GW, W anyway, is going to be kind of a long weekend with Poppy. So I can only imagine what those guys are going to do this weekend. That ought to be just riveting. They may be railing from this. This is from CNN, FN.com, I believe, or CNN.com. Let's see. Money.CNN.com. There we go. And this is going to, you know, makes you get all worked up and upset and just don't know what to do. Stock losses contributed heavily to a decline in the number of North American millionaires last year, even as the world's richest people are getting richer, according to a new report. Only in North America are we leaving millionaires behind. And that's what George Bush is trying to do with all these tax cuts. Leave no child behind. You know, it's a good phrase. It tests well, and the people say that that's what they want. But let's be honest here. This is really about leave no millionaire behind, and now we know why. Stock losses trim the millionaire rank. Survey says U.S. and Canada have 100,000 fewer millionaires in 2002, despite an increase in global wealth. Ladies and gentlemen, I present for you today the plight of the rich and super rich in America. I mean, you know, I used to be a millionaire. I had lots of money. I could, you know, drive down the street in my fancy import car. I spent money that I didn't even know I had on things I didn't even know I wanted. And then one day it all came to an end. When my accountant called and said, "Bob, you're only in six figures now." And I said, "No, you can't say it's not true. Why, when the last guy was in the what, I had stuff. No, not anymore, Bob. You're not a millionaire anymore. We're going to have to get the key to the executive washroom. And we're going to have to change the secret handshake. Because you're no longer part of the club, Bob. We're sorry. Thanks." Ladies and gentlemen, don't let that happen to you. Support the George Bush tax cuts. Try and do everything in your power to keep the numbers of men and women who are part of this elite exclusive club in that elite exclusive club. Because being a member of the millionaire society is pretty much all these guys and gals have. So please, support the tax cuts. Support the creation of more millionaires, even multimillionaires, to keep our country strong. Sure, children are our future. But if you're not rich, who cares about the future? This message brought to you by Millionaires for the Bush Tax Cut. We're for it because it's for us. Ladies and gentlemen, live, impromptu, right off the top of my head. Please, somebody transcribe that, turn it into a TV or a radio spot, and use it to bash these people for these stupid tax cuts. It seems so easy, doesn't it? You just whip this stuff up right off the top of your head. That's all it takes. Why can't the Democrats figure that out? Well, you know, it's kind of bad. And now all of a sudden, where's the story here? All of a sudden, now they're going to, they're trying to push through even more larger tax cuts this time around with this new one that they're putting together. To make sure that the lower income people that got totally left out the first time through, well, you know, if you make between 10 and 26, if you want your tax cut, that's fine. But we're going to have to increase the money that the people at 110 to 150,000 get, because you know they just don't get nearly enough. So what we're going to do is, okay, you want to help out the poor people, the people who, you know, that's fine. Go ahead, but we're going to get some more for our people because, you know, we're going to double dip. It's wrong to pay taxes on the same money twice. Yeah, right. FICA. Okay. Let's just FICA. Payroll taxes. Oh, but we don't talk about those, do we? We only talk about income taxes. Jeez, there I go again. Moving away from the talking points. Trying to bring the truth in here. There we go again. Democrats today have pushed for enough votes to defeat a large tax cut bill the House leaders are bringing to the floor today. Haven't checked the websites. It may have already been presented. I'm not sure. Here we go. Defeating the bill would require at least a dozen House Republicans to split from the leadership and vote with Democrats. An unlikely prospect, but one that Democrats said was a possibility. This is media speak for. Well, it could happen, but we don't want to hype it up that it might happen, because then it probably would happen, and then they'd blame the liberal media. So in order to keep these rabid right-wing vehemists off our cases, we'll just kind of understate it and hope you get the clue. Republicans' leaders in the House want to exploit the children they claim to help by including the measure in a massive tax cut that is not paid for, thereby indebting our children for years to come. Now, you remember this. This is 2 weeks ago When they passed this legislation, they were going to leave 6.5 million families out. 12 million children were going to be left out of this tax cut that was going to give all these people with kids $400, an extra $400 for a total of $1,000 deduction on the kids, right? So they're going to send you that extra $400 right away for each kid you have to get the economy going. Well, what happened was, though, that if you made between 10.5 and I think it was, 25.6, 26.5, somewhere around there, you weren't included because when they were negotiating things, they found that that $3.5 billion needed to go to the top people because they needed more. It wasn't enough that they were making in excess of $150,000 a year, but you know what? The 401k was down. You heard what I read just a second ago. Millionaires in this country are down by 100,000. They can't let that happen to me. No. We need to stop this right now. We need to have our fair share of millionaires in this elite and exclusive club. Next thing you know, a bunch of millionaires from Latin America telling the millionaire club how to be run when it's the rich white guys in America that started the club. We can't let control pass to these other people. We need more rich white guys in the millionaire club. That's why we need this tax cut. So the 6.5 million families and the 12 million kids, forget it. They won't even know what happened. We'll let Sean Hannity and the others go on the radio and tell them that they don't even pay taxes anyway, so they don't deserve it. Oh, wait. They do pay taxes. They pay the payroll taxes. Yeah, they pay that thing called, you know, FICA, all the other taxes that they get have to get that they have to pay. Oh, yeah, darn. Well, maybe if we just don't say anything about that, they won't know. People won't wake up to that. Now, do you realize what they could have done here in order to fund this? Okay, they didn't need a new bill. See, the Democrats, again, took the wimpy way out on this. It's probably the only way they had. But in order to include this, they had to come up with a whole new bill, which allowed the Republicans to throw in all these extra cuts and extend the cuts that they had to make it even larger than it was. When all they had to do was increase the tax rate that they moved it to for the top at, 35%? All they had to do was move it up to 35.3%. That's it. That's all. And it could have been included in the last bill. And you tell me that they couldn't write a single bill that just had the one line, because we messed up in the previous bill numbered whatever the number was, please be advised that the top tax rate in that bill should have been 35.3%, which allows this group, the 12 million children and the 6.5 million families in the income bracket 10.5 to 25.6 or whatever the heck it was, to have their tax cut. Ibid, see above from the other to find out what they get. Thank you. Sign it, stamp it, finish it. That's it. Boom, you're done. Nope, can't do it. We need to make another fiasco out of all this. Somehow, someday, some way, we will get some Democrats who are going to stand up and tell these people what it's about. You know, I just don't get it. 0.3% was all you had to add to the top 1% there, and then they would have paid for that. We didn't need this new bill. We didn't need all this falderal. For the Republicans to claim that they are the party of smaller government and less intrusive government, bull hockey. They want all kinds of government, especially their government. Because their government is less government, but it also benefits them. Because the government they have is for them. Just makes me so angry sometimes. But does anybody notice? Does anybody read the fine print in any of these stories when it says all they had to do was raise the top tax rate to 35.3% and would have paid for it? No. Oh, wow, they came up with another bill. How great. We're getting played like fiddles here. Somebody in the Democratic Party with a backbone, please stand up. Bill's in Naperville, Illinois. Bill, welcome to the Peter Werby Show. My name is Ski Anderson, and I'm just like hanging out, filling in.
Hey, how you doing?
Life is good.
Oh, that's good. Are you off the whole Iraq a war topic?
No, I mean, I don't have to be. Okay. If you want to go back to that, that's fine. But this was the one story that came across during the news that I was reading and I wanted to pass along. But, I mean, if you want to go back to that, that's fine. I'm good to go. I've got 42 minutes to fill, and then I'm out of here. So you need.
All right. Well, I'm just saying that, you know, people ask, you know, why would the Bush administration lie or slant the truth there? You know, but to me it seems obvious. I mean, this is a political gain for them. I mean, it's all politically driven. I mean, even if oil and other things enter into this, I mean, they saw that after 9/11 they had a blank check to retaliate on somebody, anybody, and they saw that the people wanted that, you know?
The New American Century, what is the Project for a New American Century?
Yeah.
They said that the only way they were going to get their plan off the ground was to have a Pearl Harbor-like event to mobilize the American people to go forth with that. And what do you know? September 11th came and went, and it was exactly what they needed. And surprise, surprise, everything they asked for happened. Bill, hang on the line a second.
The trifecta.
We can get into that, too. Al Franken was masterful against Bill O'Reilly, if you missed it. We'll talk about that a little bit. Bill's going to hold on in Naperville. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby on The Peter Werby Show.
My cat Boots got stuck way up in a tree. My dad saw how scared I was. He climbed up there and got her down. I feel bad. I know he hurt his back. I saw him call the doctor.
The moment of choice. What will the doctor give you, Tylenol or Advil? Truth is, doctors nationwide choose Advil most for muscle aches, strains, and sprains. Advil can give you longer-lasting relief than Tylenol on tough pain.
Boots is okay. Dad's feeling better. How great is that?
For better relief, advance to Advil.
This is Dr. Danny. Paul, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Danny.
Hey.
Man, listen, we're having a hard time potty training our son.
Well, that's a common problem. How old is your boy?
He's 26.
Paul, I have some bad news. At this age, potty training will be near impossible.
You kidding me?
No, but Paul, I do have some good news.
All right, man. What?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're among the millions of workers and shareholders who are sick of seeing your companies crash while the pampered CEOs who caused the wreck skip gaily away with tens of millions of dollars in lavish pay packages, you might want to look to England for hope. There's been a long simmering political debate across the pond about the unseemly self-enrichment of their corporate chieftains. Even though CEO pay there still is a fraction of the sums paid to corporate royalty here in America. But some British wannabes have been steadily pushing to bring buccaneering off-the-charts U.S.-style pay levels to England. For example, the aptly named Sir Christopher Hogg, chairman of the global drug giant GlaxoSmithKline, claims that British pay levels must become competitive with the king's ransoms paid to American CEOs. Hogwash, shout England's shareholder and worker groups, who've seen the destructive results in America when the fortunes of top executives are separated from the well-being of everyone else. These egalitarian forces have been fighting the Sir Hogs and winning. In January, a new law passed requiring large British corporations to, 1, disclose details of pay packages, and 2, put them to a vote by shareholders. The law is working. In May, shareholders and union pensioners gave Sir Hogg's own corporation a comeuppance, voting down the proposed deal for Glaxo's CEO, who would have gotten a special $24 million payout even if he had bankrupted the company. Now, to avoid similar public humiliation, honchos at the retailing giant Kingfisher are scaling down their extravagant deals prior to facing shareholders at their upcoming meeting. This is Jim Hightower saying, the rebellion is on, and not only are the Brits storming the barricades of CEO power, but it's happening here, too. To help foster the rebellion among American shareholders, call United for a Fair Economy, 617-423-2148.
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Come on, get on the phones. Just a short time left in the program today. We want to hear from you and have you chime in on what we've been talking about. Or maybe there's something else going on in the world you just ran across on the internet and you go, Eureka! I must tell someone. Feel free. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937, skiSanderson@yahoo.com is the email I'm able to use today. Bill in Naperville is still on the line with us. I hope, Bill, welcome back.
Hey. Yeah, you know, the other thing I continually hear from this right-wing echo chamber out there is that, you know, if we did this for oil, if we wanted the oil, you know, why didn't we do it the first time around? We could have just done it then. We could have taken it by force. Well, I mean, that's an easy answer, too. We didn't have an excuse. I mean, you know. They're not going to be blatantly doing this without some support of the people. I mean, no matter how they try to distort it, this is still a democracy. So you got to be somewhat clandestine when you pull these hidden agendas, you know.
And the first Bush administration did such a fine job. And I mean, I didn't agree with it. I didn't agree the first Gulf War was worth the hassle that we had there either. But, you know, they put the coalition together, and the coalition went in, and that was when we worked within the coalition. We didn't figure, hey, we're the coalition, you're going to do it our way, just follow us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was when we actually sat down and said, okay, what do you think? This is what we had ideas.
Yeah.
You know, we worked with people.
We actually cared
about it. When we got done with everything, we realized, well, you know what? The mandate we had was only to go and, you know, free Kuwait and... Doesn't really say anything about going into Baghdad and taking out the bad guy. We didn't really plan that far ahead, so I guess we're done.
Yeah.
Because George Herbert Walker knew that if he proceeded at that time, all hell was going to break loose. Because everybody would have gone, oh, you're on your own. Good night, everybody. And then all of a sudden, we're not sharing the cost of the Gulf War with the other 80 or 90 or however many nations supposedly were part of this. You know, we didn't have the expense in this thing like we do now because we had to have this one for ourselves. So we went out and paid cash for it. And now we're into hock of what, $80-100 billion so far, if not more?
Yeah, that's correct. I think even though we were the biggest military force, I think we probably paid maybe the smallest dollar amount because of the contributions of all the other countries in that first Gulf War.
I mean, you know, it's like, hey, listen, you know, we're going to go to war. You want to chip in, be a part of it. It's kind of like road tripping with all your buddies. Everybody put some money in, and you know, the guy, the smaller guy, doesn't have a really good job, you know. So just put in what you can and come on along and be part of it. We're going to go try to kick Saddam's ass. What do you say? Let's go to Baghdad. Oh, we don't want to go. Okay, you got nobody wants to go to Baghdad? All right, I guess fine. The weekend's over. Let's all go home now. And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden it's like, you know what, we need to save my daddy's reputation because Paul Wolfowitz and Donald Rumsfeld and Richard Pearl all had this project for a new American century, and they all said that we could do this, and all we needed was a Pearl Harbor-like event, and next thing you know, we got September 11th, and this is like God's way of telling us that this is what we need to do. It's a sign.
Yeah, and then they have the gall to say, you know, that the Democrats are weak on defense. And they always gloss over the fact that this happened on a Republican watch. I mean, well into it. It wasn't like a day after he took office, and they still try to blame it on Bill Clinton.
It blows
my mind.
Bill, they may want to blame it on Bill Clinton, but they fought it with Bill Clinton's military. I was reading a story. Where was it? It's probably in this big stack of 8 weeks of papers next to me. But it basically said they interviewed Dick Cheney after Gulf War I, And Cheney said in the interview with the State Department, because he was Secretary of Defense at the time, that the administration that that wages a war does that with the army left to them by their predecessors. And the first thing I did after we won this war was I called and I thanked President Reagan. Do you think George Bush, do you think George Bush or Dick Cheney got on the phone and called up to New York and said, Bill, I just wanted to say thank you very much for installing Tommy Franks and giving him the position that he had. We think he did a fine job for us, and we just wanted to say thank you. No, they didn't say that. Bill, appreciate your call today. Thanks. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby. Don't be bashful. Come on, be part of the show. You know you wanna. Come on, everybody's doing it. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Where will you be the next time your allergy strikes? Inside? Outside? In your car? Now you can take non-drowsy allergy medicine right when you need it. Announcing Quick Dissolving Allivert. It starts dissolving the instant it touches your tongue without water. Allivert is prescription-strength, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief. Even Claritin can't beat. New Quick Dissolving Allivert. Allergy medicine right when you need it, wherever you are. Use as directed.
You're listening to The Peter Werby Show. Family Talk with Mike Riera is next on IE America Radio Network.
Delegates from around the world met earlier this year to assess the global supply of fresh water. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. Thousands of the world's water experts and government officials met last March for the third of a series of World Water Forums. The most recent one was held in Kyoto, Japan, and it focused. The take-home message from the meeting is that major changes are needed everywhere in the management of fresh water. Ellie Shaddy is founder of the World Water Council, the group that organized the forum. Shaddy says most water experts and many governments agree that the world is facing a water crisis.
The first most common one is water scarcity, where there is a permanent water shortage. Right now we have 26 countries with about 350 million people who suffer from permanent water shortage. And we expect by the year 2050, about two-thirds of the world will fall in this category.
Shaddy says many countries don't have enough fresh water for the most basic human needs, for drinking, bathing, and growing food. Shaddy says other problems include pollution and a lack of funding for dams, irrigation, and water treatment facilities. Shaddy says participants in the World Water Forum had a lot of different ideas on how to deal with these problems, but he says they all agree that water management in the past has not been adequate. And he says if steps aren't taken to fix current problems, they're likely to grow worse in the future.
We cannot do business as usual anymore. That's a message that everybody carries home.
Shaddy hopes the World Water Forum has drawn attention to the need for action on major water problems. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
Doug, listening to you sing Back in the Saddle Again just goes to show what happens when Nancy isn't around to rein you in. God help us and anyone else listening in at that time. I think that was very nice. I'm back in the saddle again.
There's a certain pumpkin patch charm to you when you do this.
Really?
Well, doggy.
On the IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
What kind of people are we?
We're back. It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Let's get it going right now. Let's go to Florida. It's Jim in Fort Lauderdale. Welcome to the Peter Werby Show. I'm Ski Anderson.
Hey, how you doing?
Very good.
Let's see. I go all the way back to 2000 during the election fiasco here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, man.
No, what happened? Did something happen in Florida?
Yeah, it was like a little mini warfare going on in the streets. It was like one side the police and then the other side.
No way.
We're talking rebel flags, freaking Elian Gonzalez stuff. And it's like these people are just so blind to the fact of what they're getting into. And now they're probably seeing, oh, you know, tax cuts, all this stuff going bad, you know. So, but I want to go back to the, remember when the anthrax scare came by?
Mm-hmm.
And it only hit the Democrats?
Right.
Kind of odd, right? Only the Democrats got it. They never got a printed piece from the Patriot Act bill, whatever. They never got anything printed. It just got shoved in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Rudolph. All these guys are freaks, man, and they all support Bush. It's bottom line. It's Nazis all over again. So that's my 2 cents.
Well,
and
thank
I say,
you.
I say, freaking go United. Forget this Nazi crap.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good one.
We appreciate your call, Jim. Sometimes I think the simplest way to just say what's on your mind is always the best. It may be a bit gruff. It may slightly offend. But it's somewhat refreshing, isn't it? To hear someone just basically speak their mind instead of listening to, you know, one of these Democratic wannabes trying to run for president, trying to come up with some, tell us why you don't agree with the president on his war in Iraq. Well, let me tell you, it's not that I don't agree. It's that I have a slight difference of opinion on something that I don't really know if you'd even say that I don't agree. It's more or less I have this idea that maybe that's just not, well, you know, give me a break. Jim in Fort Lauderdale. Nazi. Freaks. It's like, hey, go ahead, say it. And now, what was the story? Was it at the top of the hour news? I wrote it down. I wanted to talk about it, but with 8 weeks of paper laying around the studio, I lost it. Now it's back. Al Sharpton is being sued for $34,000 in back payments on some SUV. Oh, this is good. Yeah. We're going to let him run a $3 trillion economy. He can't even pay his SUV payments. What was it, $1,100 a month? Is that what they said? Al, dude, buy a smaller car. $1,100 a month for an SUV? You must not have paid any money down. I mean, we here at the IE America Radio Network know people, okay, in the auto industry, probably in the auto finance industry, who would be able to set you up with a good deal, not an under-the-table, shady good deal. I'm talking about just going in and knowing how to negotiate. Not that I really took your candidacy seriously anyway, Mr. Sharpton, but let's be honest here. If you can't negotiate a good deal and come up with a good business acumen or a good business plan to pay your monthly payments on your SUV, please don't tell me you want to run a $3 trillion economy. Please, don't tell me, Al. That's more than my house payment. Give you some idea what kind of house I live in. Hey, Tony's in Illinois. Tony, welcome to the Peter Werby Show. Ski Anderson filling in here today. Welcome.
Hey, Ski. I'm really glad to hear you on.
Thank you. I wish you
came on WLF every day.
So well, you know, we're doing the best we can with what we got, Tony. What's on your mind today?
Listen, man, I've got the whole idea on how we can make the Republicans lose in 2004. Well, I've got the whole thing.
Well,
all we got to do is play the Republican campaign stuff from 1994. Play their own messages, because I went back And I was watching some videotapes that I had made of that time, and they were talking about nothing but the budget, all budget, the deficit, how bad the deficit was for the average man, how bad the deficit was going to be because Bill Clinton was killing the economy and all this stuff. All we have to do as Democrats is literally play those same 1994 Republican commercials and listen to them squirm. It's their own words. It's their own words. If,
well,
if the Democrats could run anybody. and
SpongeBob SquarePants is now a Democrat, and he's running.
I'm telling you, man, if they did that, there's no way in the world any Republican would be able to. What are they going to say? We lied then?
Well, what it is as a percentage of the economy, it's only $500 billion in a $3 trillion economy. Really, it's just peanuts.
Really.
And it really doesn't mean anything. That's the spin they're giving us now.
I know, but it's amazing because it's the kind of thing where every conservative I know, and believe me, here in northern Illinois, there are a lot of them.
Are you in DuPage County?
No, I'm in Lake County.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
And you're a Democrat?
Hey, man, I'm over in the Waukegan area. we are pretty Democratic over in this part of the county.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're not, like, telling anybody, are you? Because if they find out, they may show up at your house with, like, torches or something and run you out of town.
No, man. You know, these people are afraid of Waukegan and North Chicago and Zion. They don't want
right.
to be anywhere near
All
them.
Right.
But if we did that, I guarantee you that would be one tremendous thing that they would just. What would they possibly say? I mean, you can spin it all you like, but all you have to say is, you know, they showed this little. I remember this commercial. They had the little girl growing up, and her parents were talking about how the deficit was going to impact this little girl. You know, this beautiful little 8-year-old girl.
Right.
And, you know, and now, you know, here it is, not even a decade later, and they're running up hundreds of billions of dollars of deficit as far as the eye can see.
You know what you need to do? You said you had that one on videotape?
Yeah.
You need to get the audio from that. You need to record it. You need to put it on your computer somewhere. And then, you know, make an MP3 file or whatever out of it. Listen, now all of a sudden we're a computer show. Thanks for calling Peter Werby's Computer Hour. And what you need to do is you need to make that available to guys like Malloy and Werby and these who are on the air every day, who can play that back and disseminate it and put it on their web pages and let all of us get a hold of it so we don't have to wait for Democrats to finally get around and figuring this out. We can get it going ourselves and start the buzz that way.
All right. I'm going to see if I can figure a way of doing that.
Well, you know what? Send me an email, skisanderson@yahoo.com. You know, remind me who you are in the call and what it's all about. It's not difficult, okay? You probably need some software. Somebody can help you with this, I know. And we can get it going because if we can get that audio, and again, I mean, I'm not trying to program Peter's show and I'm not trying to tell, you know, Mike Malloy or anybody else or Tom Hartman or whoever what they need to play in their program. But trust me, if that audio is as compelling and does as good a job as you say it does, is to exposing these hypocrites for the liars that they are, then I have a pretty good feeling that it will be met with, you know, and if it's a decent quality where you don't have to sound like you're listening to an old Victrola record or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we can shine some light on this and get that out and get the message out and let people know about it. Because, again, as you say, throw their own words back at them. How come it's okay to deficit spend in 2003 to the tune of $400 billion a year, which we've never, ever, ever spent before? The highest before this was $292 billion with, what was the guy's name who racked that up in 90? George Bush. George Bush, duh. So now we've almost, what? We could, in effect, double that next year, according to one expert I heard today on some noon business program. So, well, we expect about $400 billion deficit this year and possibly up to $500 billion next year. But the economy looks good. Like,
I'm just amazed. One of my conservative friends, I swear, this is what he said when I asked him about this. You know, and this is a man who, you know, hated Bill Clinton with every fiber. I mean, he was so rushed, I couldn't stand him. And, you know, talking about how Bill Clinton cost him all this money in the early part of the administration because of the tax increase and all the rest.
Yeah.
Now, I ask him about this, and he tells me, this is what he told me last week when I talked to him about this. He said to me, he said, well, I just got a $400 raise today. I said, what? A $400 raise. Well, why? Well, because my kid, you know, I've got a kid, so I'm going to get $400 back from the government. I'm like, man, you're going to spend more than $400. How is a dollar a day going to change your life? I mean, how is a dollar a day going to change your life? It's not going to change your life. It's not going to do anything for you.
You know, the only way a dollar a day is going to change your life, if you're one of those poor, starving children in Africa that has been forgotten about for the last, you know, 10 or 12 years, and somehow, you know, you're down to nothing but skin and bones and flies all around your face, then a dollar a day will make a difference.
Yeah,
but if you're living
in the USA,
you know,
that's not going to do diddly over squat.
If you're living in, I don't know, Grosse Pointe or Barrington, Illinois, or Beverly Hills, let's just use one city that everyone will equate with the super rich or lots of extra spending power. Do you really think that anybody in Beverly Hills or Grosse Pointe or Barrington, Illinois, is going to get all worked up to have that extra dollar a day? What's that? Not even a gallon of gas in their Hummer?
Not even. Well, you know, for their SUVs, hey, that's not even going to help Al Sharpton with his bill.
Yeah, I mean, Al Sharpton would still owe, $700 on 1 month's payment. It wouldn't even help pay off part of what he owes.
It's amazing to me. I mean, seriously, I'm ashamed of these people who call themselves Republicans. I'm ashamed for them. Because they, you know, they're selling themselves so short, and the Republican Party is playing them like absolute suckers. I just can't believe it.
Tony, I appreciate your call today. Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you, man.
You bet. Have a good day. 3-1. There I go. Wrong phone numbers again. That's twice. I owe myself $2. 1-800-TALK. Yes. 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby this afternoon. Please feel free as we slowly wind our way down here in the final moments of the program. But, yeah, I mean, it gets down to the delineation and the lines that have been drawn, not only between the parties, Democrat and Republican. So many people saying now that there's not a hill of beans difference between one or the other. And the Democrats and the DLC and the moving to the center and the moderate Republicans who may still hold some of that area but are very tightly controlled by the radical righties who are pushing and moving more so toward the right all the time. Somewhere along the line, the moderates are going to have to stand up to a much greater degree than they have recently. You're going to need to have people with the heroic courage of Jim Jeffords step forth and say, you know what, Mr. Bush? You know what, Karl Rove? I want my Republican Party back. This is asinine. $500 billion in debt. Well, it's a good, it's only 3% of the economy. Let's not forget that in, 8 years, the first of the baby boomers hit retirement age? Government receipts of taxes right now are at a lower percentage than they were during Eisenhower's administration. To give you some idea of what this means, you think, wow, the government's taking in less money than they did. That's great. Less tax. That's super. But we didn't have, what was it? Is it Medicaid? Medicare? Social Security? You know, a lot of government programs that are that people depend on every month weren't in play at that time. I think Medicaid was the one that was mentioned in the article I read. So what happens then? You still have the expenses from Medicaid that go out every month, but we're taking in less money than we did when we didn't have that program. So what does that mean? What choices do we make? We're not going to give people their medicine? Oh, geez, well, the president was in Chicago and announced a new Medicare plan, prescription drug plan. The folks, and Carolyn Kay sent this to me today. You may find it at MakeThemAccountable.com. And when I filled in for Mike Malloy about a month ago, I had David Sirota on. He was he's moving on. He's got a new gig, but he was the communications person for David Obie from Wisconsin. And They have a webpage. I'm trying to see if it's on any of these documents because I printed it all off, and it's not. Doesn't look like it's on these. But it's the House Appropriations Committee page. I bet Carolyn has it at MakeThemAccountable.com. You should go there and check it out. It's the chronology of Bush saying one thing and then doing another. And this is, you know, basically what we have, too, with all these tax cuts and things. You know, if the government has less money, they have less money to waste. They don't have to work that. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, guess what? For example, just, you know, some of the rhetoric and what the reality has turned out to be financially. He's in Atlanta, Georgia, at Eggleston Children's Hospital, March 1st, 2001. This is a hospital, but it's also, does that sound anything like him? But it's also a place full of love. And I was most touched by meeting the parents and the kids and the nurses and the docs. Sounds like Mike Malloy trying to do George Bush. Never mind. All of whom are working hard to save lives. I want to thank the moms who are here. Thank you very much for your hospitality. There's a lot of talk about budgets right now, and I'm here to talk about the budget. My job as the president is to submit a budget to the Congress and to set priorities. And one of the priorities that we've talked about is making sure the health care systems are funded. Reality. Bush's first budget proposed grants to children's hospitals. One he visited cut them by 15%, $34 million. His 2004 budget additionally cut about $86 million or 30% out of children's hospitals. And the list goes on and on. I mean, how many pages is it? 5 of 13 pages here. Go to MakeThemAccountable.com and look for the chronology of Bush saying one thing, then doing another. You'll see for yourself what's all included on that list. Final moments coming up. Ski Anderson for Peter Werby on the IE America Radio Network. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937.
Nice drive, Jim.
Ah, thanks. You know, I wish my business plan was as straight. We just can't grow anymore with our current facility. I've looked at the price to build, but I'm afraid to spend the money.
Jim, I've known you since you've started your business. You succeeded because you made tough decisions and took risks.
Well...
Look, I had the same problem, but I called General Steel Corporation. The General helped me build my new office and warehouse, and I stayed within my budget. I couldn't believe the time and money I saved compared to traditional construction.
That's a steel building?
It sure is, but with the stucco and rock products provided by the General, you just can't tell. They engineered the building for this area and to fit my needs. When the economy rebounds, I'll be ready to gain market share.
Save time and money with a General Steel building. Call toll-free 1-866-96-STEEL. Whether you need a 40 by 60 for under $13,000 or a 60 by 200 for under $49,000, call 1-866-96-STEEL. If you need space, you need the General. Call 1-866-96-STEEL today.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can.
The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about...
Our scientists have studied and found that our listeners have a lot of stress from the lack of being able to get their questions and comments off of their minds, which can cause nausea, vomiting, and eventually will make you strip down, sit in a corner, and drool while counting pretty yellow and pink elephants flying around.
Okay.
So now, IE America Radio Network is proud to present the IE Hotline. Call and give your comments.
I just wanted to call and let you know your internet station totally rocks off the chart.
Your suggestions.
I think Doug Stephan should be on all day, 24-7. Yeah.
Your questions.
Got a question about Bush. How the hell do you put food on your family? What is that?
Crop growth and biologic growth are by the goodwill and volitional control.
255 and leave a message for any one of our on-air talents. 1-800-397-8255. Operators are standing by. Just kidding. You have to leave a message.
Animal Talk.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Tired of a propaganda arm of the Republican Party? Well, so am I. Werby and I've moved my program to 2 to 5 p.m. East, destroying the environment and attacking the rights of women and working people in the process. So tune by the show, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and join me, Peter Werby, as we make plans to take back our country.
It's the Peter Werby Show with special guest host Ski Anderson. Give Ski a call at 1-800-TALK-YES. That's 1-800-825-5937. Here's Ski.
Nah, don't call now. Nah, don't waste your time.
I'm trying to act like my grandmother.
No, don't come see me. I'll be fine all by myself, just sitting here in this studio with these padded walls, just talking to myself. Don't need to worry about me. I'll be fine.
1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I just got an email now that the CIA, I think I mentioned earlier that it came out today that George had said, was going to say now that, you know, the information we got from the CIA was all wrong. That's why... we didn't know about that Niger stuff. It wasn't the fact that we were deceiving anybody. It was the fact that the intelligence agencies didn't know their stuff. Not so. The CIA is stepping up a little bit here and saying, no, you're not going to pin this on us. This is, and thank you very much to JB for emailing this story to me. CIA rejects blame for Bush's Iraq uranium claim. Now, remember I talked to you a little bit about what was written in Nicholas Kristof's column that was mentioned on the Sunday shows last week when George Stephanopoulos was interrogating Condi Rice. The CIA declined comment on the Washington Post report, which said the spy agency sent a retired U.S. ambassador to investigate in February 2002 that the purported Iraqi bid to buy uranium in Niger. Well, according to the Nicholas Kristof column, the U.S. ambassador went over there, wasn't on behalf of the CIA. They went over there on behalf of the Office of the Vice President of the United States. Okay? And after returning, the envoy reported to the CIA the uranium purchase attempt story was false, based on talks with Niger officials purportedly involved, he said. 13 months later, on March 7th, Mohamed El-Baradei, head of the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, told the Security Council his agency had reached the same conclusion. But the spy agency put out the denials by Niger officials in March 2002 intelligence report that was widely disseminated throughout the U.S. government, a U.S. intelligence official said, who asked not to be named, told Reuters. Well, there you go. That's that. Don't call now. They tell me in my head I have like 30 seconds to tell you that this has been the Peter Werby Show, and I'm Ski Anderson filling in for him. And I believe Julian will be back tomorrow for the final, finally Friday edition of the program this week. And then Peter back on Monday, if I have my information correct. Thank you very much for letting me be part of your afternoon. We appreciate it. Don't give up the fight. I'm Ski Anderson. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Peter Werby Show on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories.